Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's good? This is Casanova Rudd from the group Super Lover CN Casanova Rudd. You know, the golden era of hip-hop, baby. You are now tuned into GQ Palace Radio with my man Rich Money. Yeah?
Yeah, this is Grand Agent, GrandAgent.net, Real Grand Agent, Twitter and IG. I'm in the GQ Palace, so as far as I can tell, it's all good. Rich Money, let's do it.
I like to work more of my to the world-famous Murder, Inc. show. They call me the Mighty Rule. How you living? It's real, we talking. I want to ask all my gang the real question. How is that? What do you do? Yo. When that do?
Clap back, we gon' clap back. We gon' clap back, we gon' clap back.
Let's take
we gon' clap back, we gon' clap back. 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 We gon' clap back, we gon' clap back.
When they hollin' about rules, here's the real. I pop the top like champagne bottles to chill or nothing but ice. Now I'll send it up to the greatest and tell them I'm nice too. Plus push some nice goals that ain't roll like deuce, man. I'm OG Bobby J, and we slingin' soccer fields, yeah. You respect that, or get your mind around and get it pushed back. Y'all don't want that. I send them to the mall, I keep it my bouncing for sure. In the club with no gun, got them taking it off. Can't help that. I'm that that puts it down once I hit. After them up in the mind, asking them home in the throwback. West, 44 laces, let's make no mistakes. These F's take place. What's the procedure with a gun in your face? When you got one in your waist, let's cop back. Hey, I'm come on, it's gone.
Back. Hey, this is DJ Kevski, and you're listening to GQ Palace, hosted by my man, Rich Money.
Clap back, we gon' clap back, we gon' clap back, we gon' clap back, we gon' clap back.
Yo, what up, peace world, this your boy Mellow Man 8, right now you got it locked on GQ Palace Radio.
We gon' clap back.
Boom, big in the club, boom up, pop in the bubbly, get ugly, I hug the stuff closely, but usually
GQ Palace Radio,
bouncing off the brick, trying to ride my, I can handle it, as long as they manage to get they in front of my dick and dance, and big for more chance, I'm catching hate from a glance, but I'm a giant, this bare hands, I'm stomping my way to shame. The backhand, it's not realistic. The game is heavy, it's not getting twisted. I'm young, black, and gifted, but still at the bottom. It's stuck somewhere between Gomorrah and Sodom. I'm here to make this rap hotter than Harlem. The dog beware, woo, cause I'm the problem. What's the procedure with a gun in your face? When you got one in your waist, it's cocked back.
Yeah, what's good, y'all? It's your boy Mikey D, aka Playboy Mikey D, aka Mikey D Structure, formerly of Main Source with LA Posse, currently with Elements of Hip Hop. Y'all already know what it is. Right now, you're tuned into GQ Palace. Keep it locked.
Like Bush is a dumb, I'ma find out where M lies is hotter than bomb. First, it could be much worse, that could be hotter than your scrubs. Mask and gloves, gun hot to burn that stuff. I'd rather be bossed up with a bunch of bras, the freak to dough, the screaming out the law.
I think it's structure going,
the Christian, which y'all got the freakiest out of all the religions. And God gave me this blessing to handle my business on these wanks and snitches. Let the need of kisses. If she somehow misses, he gon' meet the mistress and clap that boy like Birdman Eclipse. I got moves all over my dick like I'm the star of these shows. I must be as hot as they come. What's the procedure with a gun in your face? When you got one in your waist, it's cocked back. You know, hey, out the face. Come on.
We gon' clap back. We gon' clap back. We gon' clap back. We gon' clap back.
Let's take them all.
Hey, this is Tiffany and Stephanie. And on Fridays, we listen to Rich Money on GQ Palace Radio Station. Love and Entertainment.
We gon' clap back. We gon' clap back.
Let's take them all.
We gon' clap back. We gon' clap back. We gon' clap back. We gon' clap back.
Come on. Yeah. That's how we do it,
you
know what I mean?
Cheeks with
power, sweaty palm,
cheeks
with power, sweaty palm, 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 sweaty
All right, Dons and Divas, welcome. I am your host, Rich Money, and thank you for joining us with another episode of Love and Entertainment here on GQ Palace Radio. Now, before we get started, I want to take this time out to thank the man above, because without him, none of this would be possible. Now, last weekend, we had a spectacular show. We had our GQ General Question, where I believe Miss TC came in with the topic. You know, people call in, and they gave their advice on the topic. Everybody was calling in with topics, you know, but Miss TC was one topic I can't actually recall right now that she had gave, if I'm truly correct about it. And we discussed it and talked about it and everything. Then we had up-and-coming artist Fleeto in the building, and we played his smashing single, Fleeto. And he told us what was going on with him and where his next step in the music industry was and what he got planned. And then after him, we had our special guest appearance, Mellow Man Ace from Cypress Hill. And we played his joints, two turntables, microphone, and some vinyl. And he told us what was his next step and what he's going through in the music industry. To hear last week's episode, go to the archives at blogtalkradio.com and type in GQ Palace, G-E-E-Q-U-E Palace, and check out the archives. Tonight, we have another banger for y'all. We got my man, Barry James, in the building with the GQ General Question. After Barry, we have up-and-coming artist Jay Lyric, and we're going to play his smashing single. He also did a joint for Trayvon Martin that nobody heard that is fire, and it's going to be hitting the airwaves soon. After Jay Lyric, we have DJ So Soon in the building, and he's going to talk to us because he also has some artists that's coming out, and we're going to talk to him about his artists and what events he got going on and what's his field division doing and how he's doing in the DJ field. Excuse me. After him, our special guest appearance is Grand Agent, pioneer legend doing his thing crazy. He got tracks with Pete Rock, Lord Finesse, and a couple of other people. You know, we're going to sit back and find out where he's at and where he's going and what he got planned in the future in the music industry. So stay right there and don't move. We'll be right back with Barry James and his GQ General Question. This is Rich Money, Love and Entertainment.
It's butter, baby!
For sure.
Good, y'all. It's your boy, Mikey D, a.k.a. Playboy Mikey D, a.k.a. Mikey D Structure, formerly of Main Source in the L.A. Posse, currently with Elements of Hip-Hop. Y'all already know what it is. Right now, you're tuned in to GQ Palace. Keep it locked.
This you can dance. You stood right beside me. I won't forget, and I really love you. You should know. I wanna make sure I'm right, girl, before I let go.
GQ Palace, GQ Palace, GQ Palace.
We've had our good times. You know I thank God's sun rising.
Agent, GrandAgent.net, Real Grand Agent, Twitter and IG. I'm in the GQ Palace, so as far as I can tell, it's all good. Rich Money, let's do it.
GQ Palace Radio. Alicia, and on Fridays I listen to Rich Money, CQ Palace Radio Station, Love and Entertainment. It's Butter Baby.
Hey, this is Tiffany.
It's Stephanie.
And on Fridays we listen to Rich Money on GQ Palace Radio Station.
I can't let you go. This is Elias, and you're listening to Rich Money on GQ Palace Radio. Follow me.
Come on, y'all. This is Isaiah, and on Friday night, I listen to GQ Palace Radio.
And on Friday, I listen to GQ Palace Radio Station.
On Friday night, I listen to Rich Money on GQ Palace Radio, Love and Entertainment.
Divas, welcome back to the palace. And with me right now, I have Barry James. Barry, welcome to the show.
What's up, my brother?
What's going on, Barry?
Nothing, man. I'm glad to be part of your family for the last several weeks, man, and big things, man. I've been promoting, and I'm just happy to be part of the family, brother.
Yeah, it's definitely an honor to have you on. Thank you for the promotion and all that. Glad to have you part of the family. I mean, you definitely going to talk afterwards.
You know that.
We're going to talk. We got some things we need to talk about.
Yeah, you know? Man. Because old school, too. You know, old school, I'm from the old school rap stuff, too. So you know that, man. We're going to do this, man.
Oh, yeah. See the park and all that.
Right.
For the whole nine.
Right. Grandmaster and the L Brothers and Lee Jean, great. You know, it's all good, brother.
Yeah, people don't believe me when I tell them I was in Cedar Park in 77 when they trampled over the fence and all that.
That's right,
like,
man.
Yeah, how would I know about it?
It's, you know, the party used to be, they used to plug the big thing in the light poles and stuff, you know, with Melly Mel and Grandmaster Flash. I went to school with them. We holding it down, man.
It was a couple of them I told, you know, y'all wouldn't let me behind the ropes back then, you know?
Yeah, that's right.
You had to be famous to get behind that rope.
That's right, man. And Disco Fever was the number one. Everybody that come from Queens, Brooklyn, Bronx, everywhere. Disco Fever was the place, man.
Mm-hmm. But let's get into you right now, Barry. Let the listeners know a little something about yourself. You know, tell them your topic. And, you know, let me just put this out real fast. Whoever wants to join in on topic, the lines is flooded. All you got to do is press 1 to join in on Barry topic. And you can stay and listen to the show. If you want your PCs, the number to call, 646-200-3838. And press 1 to go on the air. Barry, it's on you.
All right. You know, I'm Barry James, man, and, you know, I'm from the old school. Like, when I talk to the man stuff with old school sports and everything else and with the Diva Squad, you know, I just love calling to all the shows, man, because you guys are really doing it. And I've been a Christian since 2004, so it's been like 10 years. And I turned my life around, you know. I was hanging out partying and doing, you know, what everybody do, trying to be part of the crowd. But, you know, it comes to a time when, you know, you want to live your life right. And now I'm a Christian, and sometimes when you separate yourself from the pack, you know, people bring up your past, whatever else, but, you know, and misery loves company. And I feel that sometime God's called you to soar like an eagle. And, you know, sometime, you know, your friends are like chickens and turkeys, and they still want you to be, you know, part of the crew. But, you know, I still love them and respect them, but, you know, I don't want to be in that misery no more. So it's time for, you know, misery loves company. So everybody wants you to be in their place. But, you know, you got to separate yourself. And it's a lot of times you get targets, you know, and people shoot arrows at you. But, you know, you got to stand strong, because everybody in the Bible, you know, that went through stuff, they went through a lot of adversity. So, you know, that's what I'm going through right now. But I know that I'm called to do good things. And misery does love company. But I'm trying to separate myself from that now. And I'm just ready. Anybody has any questions or anything else, I'm ready. That's all I have to say, my brother.
Mm-hmm. So mainly your topic is, why do misery
love misery company? Loves company. You know, sometimes everybody, you know, when you try to separate and try to be a leader or move forward, they want you to still be part of them. And, you know, it's all good. I could say hello to you, whatever else, but I'm not going to indulge in the same things I used to do. And I'm trying to, you know, do my God's calling. So, you know, and that's when the misery comes, you know. And, you know, so people need to just be happy for you when you move on. But a lot of times people don't like that, you know, and they want, you know, to hold you down and still be in the same spot. But, you know, and that's what my topic is tonight, misery loves company. So a lot of people talk. But, you know, you got to move on and bring up your past, because the past is the past and the future is the future. You know, and God has a future for each and every one of us. And, you know, that's all I have to say. And then I'm just ready for the callers, man.
Okay. All right, callers, the phone line is now open. The number to call, 646-238-38. Press 1 if you want to get into Barry's topic or stay in the line to hear the show. His topic for the evening is, what is it, why does misery love company? Is that mainly what we're going with, Barry?
That's what we're going with, man, you know.
All right, we're going with why misery love company.
Yeah.
All right. We have our first caller. We're going to bring them on. Hello, caller, are you there? Hello, caller, are you there?
Yes, I am. How are you guys doing?
Oh, okay. All right. Well, you got to say something. You're sitting there kind of quiet, you know, say something.
How y'all doing? So, you said the topic is, why does misery love company?
Yes, it is, my dear.
Well, my intake on that would be, you know, some people just, I mean, they're never going to be drama-free. They're going to always hate on that next person, especially if you're trying to do better and make a better thing for your life. So, therefore, if they can hold you back, they'll do everything that they can, because they're miserable. They want you to be that way.
That's true. That is so true, RT. And the thing, you know, all through my life, I used to see people doing good, and they've grown and stuff. And I used to hear people in the background, you know, they hang out. We all hang out, and then they would say, oh, yeah, he thinks he's better than the so-and-so. He never forget mm-hmm. where he's from, you know. And they should be happy for that person, you know. They should strive
exactly.
and say, I want to be just like that person, you know. I want something like he does. But they're like, oh, he thinks he's this and that. And they bring up the past and target everything else and think, they say, never forget where you come from. But, you know, it's just be happy for that person, you know. And that's what it's about, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they're miserable. And people's backyard is usually, when people target you and talk stuff about you, their backyard is usually way dirtier than yours. And
exactly. Or either something that you're doing that you have that they don't have, or they want it,
right.
You know, or they want to be in a similarity to you. But my thing is, I don't want to be like nobody but me.
Right.
You know, and when I see somebody doing, especially if they're doing better,
right.
Of course, I'm going to wish them well.
Right.
You know, and just hope and pray that I can get on the same page one day.
Exactly.
You know, I don't care whether it's a new job or whatever, you know, because you people at your job site, they get upset with you when you get a promotion.
Exactly.
You have people that just, you know, they're going to hate regardless. And they could have, you know, the thing that I've always said, money versus love, I'd rather have all the love in the world versus a dollar.
Right.
Because that dollar will eventually run out. That love can too, depending
right.
on who the person is. But I would rather be loved any day than for you to have to give me a dollar.
That's right. You know, and the main thing is too, when somebody, you know, moves on and doing better, instead of them saying, you know, help me out and bring me up to your level, you know, let's do this. You know, we grew up together, what else? But then 9 times out of 10, they're going to hate and think, you know, they're going to shoot darts at you instead of saying, hey, man, you know, what are you doing? Listen to that. Let's do this, whatever. But they still want you to come back to their level instead of being happy for you. And that's the sad part a lot about it. When you see TV and a lot of other stuff, there's always so much jealousy and hatred, you know, instead of being, like, happy, you know,
for exactly.
somebody. Yeah, so,
I don't know. I probably had a bad attitude towards, you know, like, even to some of my family members, because I guess it was just some of the way that I was brought up at, you know, one point in my life. You know, I really didn't want to see people doing, yeah, I mean, why you got to have this and why I don't have it, you know, but that's when I was yeah. way younger, you know, and like now, it wouldn't be misery about this, but that's just like people that still have their parents, and you just don't do right by them. Yeah, it ticks me off because I don't have mine. You know, I don't have my parents to slap me every once in a while. You know, so that wouldn't be misery, but I am jealous when it comes to that point, especially when I see you abusing your parents.
Right.
You know, but now, you know, that's just like I see people doing better. So many people I went to school with are, like, you know, very religious now, and I'm like, wow. That's beautiful, you know. Hey,
yeah.
I'm trying to get on that same page.
Right.
Okay,
but I'm not going to kick their back in because they, you know, they're not doing, you know, what they expected or because of this and that. Hey, let it be.
Right. You know, and I want to,
yeah,
you know, piggyback on that because, you know, I know your story and whatever, and, you know, you've come a long way because I was so blessed to have, you know, my mother died 3 days before my wedding in 1988, but my father lived in 95, and he played in a Negro League, and he was, like, my best friend. And he, like, he walked on water, and he sacrificed his whole life for me. And so many people in my neighborhood, because I grew up in the South Bronx, and I had two working parents. And a lot of kids I grew up with had a single mom or whatever else, and I wished for nothing. And I was spoiled, and, you know, my father took us to, like, Pelham Bay Park, Rye Playland, Great Adventure. And so many people envied me. And I carry that to this day because of the jealousy with my friends and my family members. They was like, oh, you was like the little king, the little prince. They still hold grudges against that, and they shoot targets at me all the time, you know, because I had, like, a roller coaster ride since the last 13 years, since my dad died, because he was everything to me. And I thought before I became a Christian that, you know, I would never see them again. But that's just a lie. And ever since 2004, I know I feel my mother and father spirit me all the time. And so I know I'm going to see them, and I know they're with me. And I just kind of gave up on life. But, you know, I'm moving on now, and I have God's strength. And I want to thank you because, you know, you've kind of opened up doors for me, you know, through GQ Palace and everything else. So
no problem. You're very welcome.
Yeah. And, you know.
All right, Barry. We have a
yes.
couple. We have quite a few calls for you, so I'm gonna bring in. I don't know how many to bring in at one time. I'll bring in the first one, then I'll bring in
okay.
the second one, then I'll bring in the third one. All right.
All right, man.
All right. Hello, caller. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, y'all was just going all by y'allself. I'm like, dang, hello. Can I go on the air? I'm pressed for time.
Okay.
You know?
All right. I want you to hold on for a minute. I want to bring in another caller. Barry, you taking over, man. All right.
You know that. I tell you, I've been promoting for you, brother. You know that.
All right. Next caller, who we have on the line? Angie, are you there?
Hello? Yes.
Oh, there you go. Okay, Angie, you stay right there. We have another call on the line. Hello, caller, are you there?
Yes.
I certainly am.
Yes.
Okay, Builder. Okay,
yes.
So Barry, who was the first caller that called in? Can you state your name?
It was me, Kim, but I only have a few seconds. So.
Okay, well, go ahead, Kim, then Barry, you can do Angie, and Gilda, it's all on you. I'm relaxing with a martini.
Okay, well, I'm gonna listen, and then I'm gonna press one again because I have to go into the school. So, but I'm gonna listen, and then when I press one, can I go back on the air and see?
Sure. You can go back on.
I'm here. Can y'all hear me? I'm sorry.
Sure can, Diva.
Okay. How's everybody? I'm sorry. I was on two lines. I was on two lines at that time.
Okay, Barry.
What's going
Barry,
on? What we got
Barry?
Going on here tonight at the
Jim? Yeah, I'm here, bro.
Okay, Barry. Kim is on. She's going to call back in and press one. But right now
okay.
You have Angie and Gilda on the line.
Okay.
All right. Go ahead. You can take it away now, Barry. It's all on you.
Okay. How you doing, Angie?
I'm doing fine. How's everybody?
Everybody's doing. We're holding it down.
Good. Listen, I know how we do over here at the palace. I know how
hey.
We got going on. what do we have going on tonight? What's the topic of tonight?
Topic is misery loves company, my dear.
Oh. And what about misery loving company?
Sometimes when you're hanging and you're trying to if you have a call from the Lord or you're trying to do whatever else and you're just sick and tired of doing the same old thing and you step
what?
Out and trying to be a leader and
I got you on that.
Yeah,
you know what?
The people shoot targets at you instead of saying, hey, I'm with you, how you doing this, I want to jump on board, but yet they're going to talk about your past or shoot arrows at you.
You know what that is? That could be a number of things. And I think the first thing is people are misery loves company because they're not willing to accept their responsibility or their roles in
yeah.
the negative. So
right.
it's easy to pass the buck,
yeah.
number two. It's easy to pass the buck to somebody else. You know what I'm saying? So people, for whatever reason, find it more interesting to talk about other people than to talk about themselves. And number three, it's they're afraid of exposure. So they're saying, all right, if I become exposed to something, I'll have somebody there with me. It just won't be me. And like I said, that goes back to nobody wanting to accept their fault in anything. So
right.
if I'm going to be miserable, you're going to be miserable too. Some people just have that hard heart. Some people are just hardened at the heart. And people like that very rarely see good in anybody else. So it's in their nature to make other people miserable right along with them because
right.
that's just the type of person they are.
Right.
A lot of times, there's different levels to that too. You have some people that really get over stuff like that, but you have some people that totally live their lives that way. So.
Exactly. And the funny thing is, I have a roommate here, we just had a big argument. It was over something stupid and, it's over bitterness and stuff. And then, I just said, I'm doing whatever I got to do,
Mm-hmm.
And he came and apologized. He said, I got a lot on my plate and I see you doing good things, with the GQ Palace and moving on and you're out there doing stuff,
mm-hmm.
And he says, I got a lot of stuff on my plate. I said, I know that you're my brother and everything, but, we need to work together instead of, being angry at me. You should be happy.
Yeah.
Stuff,
Be encouraging.
I called him to the carpet on it, and then the thing, he was mad enough and I was surprised that he came and apologized,
Oh, yeah, it takes a big person to do that, to actually come out and apologize when they're wrong,
right.
what I'm saying? And that just shows the level of maturity in people.
Right.
You have some people that are very immature that just
yeah.
Still like, oh, no, it was your fault. Oh, no, it was your fault. I didn't do that, or I didn't start it, or whatever the case is, that's just immaturity.
Plus, all of us have a lot on our plate, so we need to stick together instead of shooting
yeah.
out. We need
yeah.
to come together, because I went
yeah.
over to my aunt's house, and she's like, she's 92, and then my cousin's 75, and they just, bicker over, a rent receipt. I said, You've been here 45 years, so what if you can't find a rent receipt? You're arguing over an hour for something stupid. I said, I'll go pay the rent, whatever. You know, time is too short for that, you know.
I know that's right.
You gotta love each other.
So minute. Like, it's,
right. And I said, you know.
Arguing over something that's as trivial as that, that's really.
Right. And I said, you know, all you got is me and your daughter here in New York, and you keep talking this and that. You guys are too old, and to argue over something stupid, I'll go shopping. I said, enough is enough. I'll go. And she says, no, I need the air, whatever. But I mean, like, little dumb stuff, you know.
Right.
We just need to love everybody, you know, because.
Yeah. Well, you know what, too? A lot of that, too, is people lacking of knowing their self-worth. You understand what I'm saying? They're not thinking enough of themselves to actually, you know, thinking higher of themselves, I should say. They think that's some kind of bottom. Where it's like, oh, whatever. So they have this I don't care mentality.
Yeah, and that's where we go back to, like, the other show, too. Unforgiveness and hurt. Hurt
mm-hmm.
people hurt.
Yep.
If you're hurting, I'm going to hurt you. And I used to
yep.
do that all the time. I was like Clint Eastwood, like, you know, if you're going to hurt me, I'm going to hurt you back. And that's like an eye for eye, and that's in the Old Testament.
That's right.
And when I became a Christian, I'm like, you know, you ain't got to pay nobody back. And then like that. That's
oh.
like stuff, you know. We got to love, you know, and it's, God says, love thy neighbor and love your enemies. And I'm like, love my enemies? If they did all that to me, how am I going to love somebody? I'll never forgive them, never do that. But that's like, you know, taking poison and waiting for another person to die.
Right.
Just harming yourself. So misery loves company, but you know what? You got to be the better person to move on. And things
right.
will fall into place slowly but surely.
Absolutely.
So
absolutely. And like you said, and if you're doing the Christian walk, nobody... People that don't really know any of Christ will never see that. They won't see it, you know. And all they know how to do is ridicule at that point. So,
right.
And until they actually find out who Christ is for himself, for themselves, then they won't see that. You know?
You gotta stand strong and keep doing it, because sometimes you're like, maybe it's a mistake, whatever else. Like I said, everybody, you know, in the Bible and, like, great men like Martin Luther King, look what he got, rocks thrown against him, and he gave up his whole family to sacrifice. So there's a sacrifice in everything. So it says count it all joy when you go through various trials and suffering.
Right, right.
And don't let nobody steal your crown. So don't go back into the old way, because the crown and the prize is way more worth than whatever.
Right.
So.
But like we were always, we also said in the other, in one of our other shows too, how you just have some people that are just ignorant, that are really just ignorant, and that's, again, that's how they just live their lives.
And sometimes you got to judge, because not good to judge, but you got to look at the person, and ignorance is one of the worst things, because you can be very educated but still be ignorant.
Exactly.
You know, and it comes to common sense. And whatever else, and you know, just like with the Ku Klux Klan, they think that because they're white, they're better, but they're ignorant.
Yeah, and then they're quick to say they're the God-fearing Christian.
Right.
Like, really?
I argue with so many people. My uncle, you know, they say, you know, Republican order. A lot of pastors Republican because they say biblical principles, but those are the people that stick dogs in the 60s and fire hoses on my mother, father, my grandparents. My ancestors, so they stand behind the Bible, but if you went to down south to one of their churches, will they really welcome you in?
Right.
So they stand behind that, and you know, God hung with the poor people and the prostitutes and everything else.
That's right.
Fits. So, you know, when you look at the Tea Party and everything else, they're 2% of the rich, so what it says, you know, it's harder for a rich man to get to heaven than a camel going through the
eye. Camel through a needle eye, that's right.
Right. So, you know, a lot of the pastors are misled because, you know, God, he likes the humble.
I think Rich is trying to contact you, Barry.
Yeah, I'm trying to get in touch with you, Barry. Barry, don't forget, you got Gilda on the line, but we also have another caller on the line. I want to bring them on. Don't forget,
right.
You got Gilda on the line, and you have
all
another
right.
caller on the line. Caller, state your name and where you're from.
Hey, my name is Kenny Walker. I'm from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And it's easier
okay.
for a rich man. It is easier for a camel to go through an eye of a needle than a rich man to get into the kingdom of heaven.
All right.
All right, Barry, it's on you. You got Gilda, Kenny Walker on the line as well with you.
Oh, who's first?
Okay.
This is Gilda.
Gilda's first.
Hey,
then
Gilda.
Hey, how are you?
How you doing, my love?
I'm okay. Hi, audience. I'm just calling in to support
Mr. James and his endeavors. I like to say I've known Barry for a very, very long time, and he's grown from when I last knew. But with regards to Misery, Love, and Company, sometimes that happens when you outgrow a person. I think that while you're evolving, they're remaining in one spot. You're growing, and they're staying in the same position, which means that they're stagnant. Mm-hmm. I don't think it has to do with ignorance. It's just that they're not moving. You're moving, but they're standing still. And with regards to me, I say this. Dear Mr. and Mrs. Misery, I am on punishment today, and I cannot entertain you. And tomorrow does not look good either.
Ooh, I hear that.
You know what, Gilda? And I'm going to say it in front of everybody. Like several years ago when I was waiting for my disability, you stood by me through thick and thin.
Yes.
And you've been a true friend for like 40 years.
Wow.
And, you know, I want to thank you and everything else. And I have grown and everything.
You got a round of applause, bitch.
Hey, like I heard that you lost.
I apologize to T, you know, and I've grown because... I've been, like I said, I was spoiled. I've been a little boy a lot of times and with my parents, and you know that more than anybody else. And I just want to say thank you for everything, and I apologize, you know, and I just hope we could be friends. And just thank you for everything, you know. And
Not a problem. You know, a lot of people don't understand. You don't have to thank me because I don't look for you to get rewards because my rewards are coming.
Mm. Right.
Amen.
God is here for me. So your thanks now, guess how many times I've been blessed over and over and over again just because I did what I did, just because I stood by you when you needed me. And hopefully I sow seeds like that so that they're not for me. They're for my children. They're for my grandchildren.
Yeah, you pay it forward.
I pay it forward. And I live by that every day. If I can't give somebody a kind and encouraging word, I have not lived my day.
Right.
And that's just who I am. So with your thank you, I thank you for thanking me. However, I'm not trying to be big, but I don't need your thanks.
Okay.
I was just there for you. And it is what it is.
It's all good.
So it is. And Richard, to you, I thank you for allowing Barry to be a part of you. And if you need me, I'm available.
Okay. All right now.
All right.
All right.
You know, that she mentioned...
Well, Don't be surprised if we call you next week for the general question.
No, that's right. Only thing I can do is ask God to give me the words to say and to lead me, and I'm there.
All you do is the same thing Barry do. You say your general question, and I sit back and relax. The rest
okay.
of
you.
There you go. That's what GQ Palace is about. GQ Palace does big things. I'm telling you. Whoever on the line listening, they do big things over here at GQ Palace.
There you go. Big things.
Big things. Open a lot of doors, a lot of opportunities for people.
You're right.
But I just want to reiterate a little bit on what the lady was saying. I don't know if you guys ever heard Lauryn Hill's Unplugged album, but she has a song on there called Mr. Intentional. Let me tell you something. People really, they shone away from that because they were expecting a certain thing out of her. You understand what I'm saying? But the album, when I tell you, the lyrics are seriously deep.
Wow.
And listen, you have to, if you have a chance, check that song out. It's called Mr. Intentional. And it just makes so much sense because, again, people start expecting things out of other people. You can't expect nothing from nobody.
That's right.
You can't expect anything from anybody but yourself. You understand what I'm saying? Set standards and goals for yourself. You don't.
Yeah.
If you want to be happy, you have to create that. You have to create that. Don't look to get that from nobody else.
You set
you
these standards and these goals for yourself, and you got to remain true to yourself while you're doing it.
Exactly. Yep. Be who you are. And, you know, again, with as far as miserable people, you can't suck with people like that. That's all.
No.
You have to let them be.
Again,
we can't control what nobody else does.
No.
That's right.
Period.
But some people are just miserable in life because they're miserable.
Yeah, because they're just that way.
And they're not evolving.
Yeah.
They're stagnated.
They're jealous because of somebody else's growth.
But at the same time, they are miserable. So, they are so miserable, they try to put other people in things and make them miserable because they're miserable.
Well, listen, remember this.
Crazy.
Evil communications corrupt good manners.
So
that's why a lot of times you got to remove yourself from certain situations, again, because we can't control what nobody else does. We can't control what nobody else says, how they think, act, whatever. You know, you can be a reflection. You can try to intervene, but all of that is after the fact.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? So, you know, again, people you see, they start acting miserable and all of that stuff, then you just separate yourself. That's all.
Oh, you know what? I was just thinking, Mr. Kenny, Kenny is on the line,
yeah,
too. You better chime in, honey, because we'll
come
be
on,
talking.
Kenny,
you
know,
well, I don't like to go ahead and just interrupt somebody when they're right in the middle of something, you know. But I just like to say to Barry, I like to say thank you for him being there for me when I was going through my misery.
Right.
Well, I was a drug addict for 34 years, and I was going through a lot of problems, and I started to get cleaned up. And it seemed like God sent me this angel, this guardian angel, for me to pick me up. Because when I came out of my mess, and I realized on how much misery that I've given to my family and friends all those years for my choices that I made, here was this one brother that kept on encouraging me that and telling me it's one step at a time, and he was there by my side 24/7. You know, and that's the kind of people, you know, he didn't know me from Adam.
Yeah.
You know, and here's Barry is, you know, the man that he is today in Christ. You know, he's a Christian, you know, and it says, hey, love your neighbors, love your enemies. You know, pray for your enemies, and that, and he was there for me, and I thank God for God sending me him, because we're very close friends today, and he's always has encouraging words for me when I go through struggles. God says, you know, I'll make a way.
Yeah.
He always sends somebody there to give encouraging words and not to go ahead.
Yeah.
And go ahead. He didn't chime in on that ministry. He didn't.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't do that.
Kenny, what the biggest thing is that after I did that, and then I met you like 3 or 4 years later, and I was in the bus terminal. I just got to Atlanta just to visit my son. And I felt something weird, and I was going to the bathroom, and here comes this big smiley face, 25 pounds.
Hey, I'm not that big, you know. Smile was.
And come and hug me and say, oh, man, my brother Barry, and this and that. And you're like, I'm on the way to the Kentucky. I'm in a ministry. I'm doing this and that. And thank you, brother, and hug me. And that was only by the grace of God. And, you know, and then, you know, then when I was running the sober houses in Florida, I seen you at church and you came over and spoke, you know, and praised God and praised me. And, you know, that's what it's about. That's what
it's about. Okay. Right.
It's about fellowshipping.
Yeah, it is. And I'm glad God put Barry right before, 2 minutes before he walked through those doors at the Greyhound bus in Atlanta. The Lord put him on my heart and on my mind, and I'm going like, man, and then here he comes walking through the terminal, and you know it's a God thing. It's a God thing if God put
it
on your heart.
The Lord knows exactly what gifts to give and who to give them to.
Right. Then my son comes in and sees him, he goes, who's this guy? And he's like, and Kenny's like, oh, your dad kind of saved my life. I was down and out. And remember, you know, I've stood by your side, and you was like, oh, man, my brother, this and that. We're not going to go into deep, you know, stuff. You know, and then we've been calling each other ever since, and you've been lifting me up for several months, and I've been lifting you up. And you know what? You've been writing a book, and you've been calling me every week and, you know, encouraging me.
Yeah, I am writing 60 Minutes from Hell, from where my addiction brought me.
And I was involved in 3 or 4 churches down there with and Pastor Bob is like a 24,000, you know, member thing and everything else, and I was involved in a 50-member church and everything else. And you call me up every week and say, how about this and this and that, you know, I love you, brother, and we support each other. And I, you know, I love you for that, man. I love you for that.
I love you too, man. We pray for each other when we're struggling with things. I call you and say, hey, brother, I need prayer. And when you were having that toe issue, we prayed that right out.
Yeah.
That's the power of prayer.
That's right.
Yeah.
And that's what it's about, man, supporting one another. Instead of being misery loves company and shooting darts, it's about supporting each other and loving,
right,
standing by each other, man. So I love you, man.
Absolutely.
And, and big things are coming for all of us. All of us on this line. Big things, man.
So, Kenny, through your mess, I'm sure that you have a message. What would it be to someone who's listening who needs to hear something?
The message is, if you just go to 1 Corinthians 13:13, and at the end it says, faith, hope, and love. These three remain, faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love.
Yes.
I think no matter what we go through, these three, they're talking about, Paul was talking about the gifts.
Right.
These three will always remain.
Always,
if we go
always.
Ahead and share our love to our fellow brothers and sisters that
right.
are struggling through, if we exercise our faith, get down on our knees and pray for them, and not let go until God blesses us, and
mm-hmm.
share the message of hope.
Yes.
Because
wow.
I was an addict for 34 years. I was on my deathbed. The doctors had to call my family and say, you better come up here because he's not living through the night. But by the grace of God, 2 days later, I came out of that coma. By the grace of God.
How many days later?
2 days. I was in the coma for 9 days, and that's when they called my family and said, he's not going to live through this night.
Wow.
But 48 hours later, I came out of the coma. And, see, when I found out what happened and I overdosed and everything that happened and what I put my family through, that was a lot of guilt and shame that I was carrying.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, and there's and still that didn't wake me up. And there's a verse in Proverbs that goes, as a dog returns to his vomit, so as a fool returns to his folly. And right after, a week after that, I walked out of the hospital right back into my addiction.
Wow.
But then God showed me that road to Damascus when he found it, said, this is my last time. I'm waking you up. I'm slapping you. I'm knocking you off your high horse. And he says, and then that's when I cried out to God and said, hey, I need help. I cried out to my family. And that's right around the time I ran into Barry James.
Wow.
Amen.
What a testimony.
You know what? On the and Barry, I'm not trying to take.
Hello.
Barry, I'm not trying to take over your show, but on behalf of GQ Palace, Gilda and Kenny, if you all would we'd like to invite you all to tune in with us on Sunday, with Spiritual Sunday, the same
absolutely.
Number. From 7 to 9, please call in. Because I need to have a testimony.
Well,
so.
It's all God. You know, I don't want to go ahead and glorify my lifestyle that I led, any kind of drugs or the sin that I was in. It's all the glorified God and what he brought me out of. I've been clean for 5 years now.
Beautiful.
And it's praise God for that. Because I went into a faith-based mission. I got cleaned up, and I learned about Christ. I learned about godly wisdom, fearing God, you know, and that's the beginning of wisdom. And then I started breaking down those walls that I built for all those years and breaking them down brick by brick and started building that relationship with Jesus Christ.
But, Kenny, you know what? You know, your biggest thing was guilt and shame, man. Guilt and shame, and you know why? Because of your brother, you know?
Right, yeah. My brother, it was hard. It was really hard when the Lord took him, you know, at a young age of 43, and he was the one that was going to become an ordained minister, and me, I was the drug addict of the family. And I got really mad at God.
Yeah.
You know, I put my fist in the ground, and I looked up. I said, God, you took the wrong son.
Right.
It was supposed to be me. Here he is doing your work on earth. What kind of message can I bring?
But you know,
I can't bring that kind of message.
Here it is.
No, but you know what?
Here it is today.
Yes, yes, yes.
I'm carrying that same message. My brother carried the same message that Pastor Bob from Calvary Chapel, when he came down here in 82, that same message that faith, hope, and love, they still remain.
Wow.
And the greatest is love.
But well,
yeah,
you know what, Kenny?
Love. Yeah.
You got a bigger testimony because you was a misfit. You was a black sheep, and that's who God uses. Because your testimony is more powerful because you turned your life around, and you was a black sheep, and you wasn't supposed to be nothing, but God has picked you up out of that miry clay. And you're going from the palace, my brother, the pit to the palace, you know?
Yeah, and it's the glorified God.
Glorified.
And that thing is because I know where the road that I was traveling on and where, like I said, the name of the book is 60 Minutes from Hell, and that's where I was in my mess. I was knocking on hell's door.
Wow.
And I want to share that message that no matter, I got clean at 49 years old, 34 years of a drug addiction and every kind of drug that I did and alcohol every day. And I was a mess. They didn't even think I was going to live. Barry to testify to this, that they didn't even think I was going to, when I was being detoxed, that I was going to live through it.
No, because
God had a bigger plan for you.
Right.
Amen. And your work is not done. It's still not done.
No. There's many churches that I need to bring that message to.
And you will.
The world needs to hear that there is hope for them. Because if you go into a church and you ask, do anybody know or have a loved one that is struggling with alcohol or drug addiction or depression, or a coworker that has a family member, someone, every hand will raise up. And the message is that there is hope for them.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
You know, there is.
Yes.
So, Kenny, I want to say, man, I'm proud of you. And you know what?
Anybody.
I love you. And we've been doing big things, man. You know, good things have been happening to us for the last several weeks. But you're writing your book and doors opening with me with GQ Palace. And I've been on the ESPN stuff. And you know what? And through our darkest times, now it's time for us to rise, man. You know, and keep your head up, man.
Thank you, man.
Thank you for calling in.
I appreciate you, Barry. I love you, brother. And I don't know if I'll be able to get up there or when you get down here, man. I just can't wait to give you another big hug.
Oh, wow. That's beautiful.
That's nice.
Love you, man.
You know?
A brother from another mother. You know that.
Yeah, man. Yeah. So just also keep my... of course, my mother lifted up in prayer, too.
You know that. We've been praying for. Not a problem, man.
Yeah, I know that you have every day.
That's right.
So,
thank you.
Hey, listen, I'm going to go now.
Kenny.
And keep on sharing the message, man, of Jesus Christ.
Kenny.
Amen.
Yes.
Please do me a favor.
Yes, ma'am.
My spirit is telling me your mother's having stomach issues. Give her some green tea.
Jesus.
Okay. As a matter of fact, you're right. She just said that a couple of minutes ago. She walks around. Green tea. Okay, great. Great, man. See, the Lord's going to heal her. Thank you very much.
Yes, he is. No problem.
Uh-huh. Great. So you all have a blessed time. Hey,
you
I'm sorry I'm not in that kind of way. I know that y'all have been going through a lot of terrible weather up there, but. I'm just sitting out here. And I don't want to, you know, kind of like rub it in your face.
Are you trying to brag now?
80-some degrees down here. Sunny Florida, Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Wow.
And go Denver.
Get out of the house.
At least
okay,
we
man,
have New
I
York
you,
to have something
go
to look forward to this weekend.
Tea.
Instead of the weather, we got the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
I love you, brother.
Okay, man. Love you too, bro. Later. Bye-bye.
Wow. Yeah. Well, we know that's not a miserable situation.
Yeah.
Well, we have another segment coming up. So, Barry, what we usually do at the end of the segment,
yes,
we have everybody give their final thought on a topic.
Okay, should I go first or let the callers go first?
You can go however you want to do it. If you want to
go okay, first. I'll go first. I want to thank the... You know that, man. I'm sorry, brother. This is my first time. I want to thank the callers for calling in and for my your support. And then, you guys, I've been supporting you guys. And I love you all. And thank you for GQ Palace, man. And you know what? We just have to love one another, man. And that's all I have to say. God bless you.
All right. So who goes next?
I'll go. Mr. James, you posted something today and it said, adversity affords us the opportunity to push forward.
Yes.
Kites fly against the wind.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. In a nutshell.
Period.
In a nutshell, you know.
Thank you, dear.
And this is Ange. I'm going to go next. Yeah, always stand up, GQ Palace, big ups to all the hosts and co-hosts and everybody, Rich and Lavina. You know how that do. But as far as tonight's topic with Misery Loves Company, you just don't invite everybody into your home.
Yes.
Yeah.
Period.
That's it. That's the bottom line.
So whoever's next can go. T?
My final thought on it is, just watch who you be around. You know, because everything can seem like it's gold. Everything that shine is not gold. And every goodbye is not gone.
That's
so
true.
Be careful of your surroundings at all times.
You sound like my grandmother with that one. That's her favorite metaphor. Every shut eye ain't sleeping, every goodbye ain't gold. Everything
right.
That shines ain't
exactly.
Gold.
That's you know,
right.
you gotta get up early in the morning to pull the wool over my eyes, because I am not blind, babe. Far from it.
And whatever don't come out in the wash will certainly come out in the rinse.
And
you know this.
That's
you
another
know
one
this.
I heard, too.
And you know this.
I should have sat down and wrote a book. I could write a book on the metaphor she has. It's crazy. Oh, my gosh. I put a couple of things on rap, so.
It's a fact. They are facts, though.
Yeah, they are.
You know, at the end of the
absolutely.
Day, I mean, every shut eye, don't trust
that's
every
right.
Shut eye. That
well,
shut
that's
eye
right.
Don't mean nothing.
Not
I can have my
thing.
Eyes closed, but I'm awake at the same time.
Well,
and
see,
I
in
see
the,
and
in the lieu,
everything.
In the lieu of how black people had to grow up and struggle, we didn't really have education. All we had was the natural. So that's where all the metaphors and stuff came from, you know. They just observed everything that was going on around them and were like, listen, this is how we're going to put that, you know.
But, you know, you got also, like I say, you got also watch your back because sometimes people will put you in a predicament that you're not even involved in, and next thing you know, you're caught up in the middle of something, and that other person didn't even have the nerve to come and talk to you about it.
Mm.
So they putting you in right inside the misery.
That's why. That's when you start checking. That's when you start checking folk.
Yeah.
That's when you start checking folk.
Exactly.
Please believe me.
But I have to say, Barry, it was a great, great topic, a.k.a. Sweet Daddy. Great
that's
topic.
No, that.
You just told a secret.
No,
you just told a secret.
No, honestly, it was a great topic. You did very good.
Thank you, my dear.
Yes, you did.
You did good.
Yeah.
Thank you, girls, for calling in and everything, and thanks for your support. And I support you guys, too. I'm really enjoying this, and I'm going to keep calling to all the shows because it's really good for me, too. It's not just about, you know, supporting, but it's about myself. It's about for all of us. All of us are getting healing.
Yeah.
It's great for all of us,
yeah,
you know.
It's a good place to release. You can, release. You ain't really looking for nothing from it. You just you need somebody to listen. That's why I said GQ Palace has all walks of life for everybody on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Exactly.
Whatever you want to do, you can pick a day and call.
Yeah.
You want to call Saturday and stay on the line on Sunday, you can do that, too.
Gilda, we would like to invite you as well to – Like Angie was just saying, we have shows from Sunday through Friday.
Okay.
Barry, if she's a friend of yours, could you please suggest us as well to Gilda's being a friend so we can bring her in on these different shows that we have? We would love to have her.
I'm calling on all the shows pretty much, and I'll give her an update and everything.
You know, Gilda, definitely on Sunday, we would love to hear from you. It's called Spiritual Sunday from 7 to 9 with our host, Lavina Polite, which is also our executive producer.
Okay.
And with what I've heard from you tonight, I do know that you would enjoy Sundays.
Okay.
Definitely.
I know that I would, too.
Yes, yes, you know, because I see you love talking about God. So, Barry, if you would, you know, like I said, we have quite a few members that's on here. So if you would, you know, like friend us and we'll friend you and we'll bring you right in with us.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I'll give Gilda an update.
We love real people.
Right.
I'm
we don't
delighted.
Love the misery people, you know, that misery love.
Gilda,
I'm delighted.
But we see that, you know, you like that.
Yes, I am.
I have a question. I have a question for Barry and everybody else.
Yes.
Can a relationship work if one person is miserable?
No. Period.
You know what? I'm taking a... Why are you going to ask something like that?
It's just a question.
You're about to start a whole nother segment, T.
Hey, right. And she know that. Come on.
But wait a minute.
Why are you
until Rich Money tell us to get off of here.
Okay.
I just want to know.
Okay.
What's your name? What is your name?
I'm TC. If you want to find me on Facebook, you can find me on Barry's page, TC Holland.
Daddy, go Big Daddy.
Oh, God.
Daddy.
Sweet Daddy, sit down for a second.
See, that took over. Your segment is over. It is tea time. It's tea time.
I mean, seriously. No. I honestly, it's a serious question.
You know what? This is Gilda.
Okay.
And I think it can work. You know why? I believe in change. Because if it wasn't such thing as change, we wouldn't have butterflies.
There you go.
Yeah, there's going to be change in partners.
Well, you know, it's even worse when you got sneaky partners.
Lord have mercy.
And like Boney say, when you got them sneaky folks, beware.
Next segment.
But I'd rather hear everybody else's feedback before I give mine.
Let's hear yours. Come on,
no, DC. I was in a relationship like that, I was happy it didn't work.
Dons and Divas, we actually have another segment coming on.
Oh.
We have Jay Lyric on the line. He's an up-and-coming artist. I think y'all should listen to this young man. He's an up-and-coming artist. He's doing big things. He did a song dedicated to Trayvon Martin.
Wow.
I say this song is so hot, it's going to blow your mind.
Wow.
All right. But listen to his story. Let's see what he got to say. We're going to play two tracks of his, Remember Me Well, and a Trayvon Martin song. And I guarantee you, you won't be disappointed. Give your comments on the song. Let them know how you really feel about it, if you like it, if you don't like it. And just let them know, all right?
Okay.
You know how we do, Rich.
Guys, I'm signing out. I will call on Sunday. This is Gilda. Signing out.
Bless you,
thank you, Gilda, for calling.
All right. Bye-bye.
Right. Bye-bye.
Barry, I want to thank you again. It's definitely an honor having you on. You're welcome back anytime. It's never a problem.
No doubt, man. We're going to talk. We're going to do this, man.
All right, for sure.
All right, brother.
Barry James, Dons and Divas.
All right.
All right, y'all. Coming up next, we have up-and-coming artist Jay Lyric. Like I said, he is doing big things, and he's going to take this music industry to a whole nother level. I want y'all to stay tuned, hear his smash, the single he wrote for Trayvon Martin, and also Remember Me Well. So stay right there, and don't move. We'll be right back. This is Rich Money here on GQ Palace Radio, Love and Entertainment.
It's butter, baby! This is Rich Money, CEO slash host for GQ Palace Radio, Love and Entertainment. Don't forget to check out that GQ Palace website at www.GQGEEQUE002.wix.com/GQ Palace Radio. We doing big things, baby. We taking it to the next level. You heard?
Radio.
I can't get over you. You left your mark on me. I won't show high love and emotion endlessly. Cause you're a good girl and you know it. You act so different around me. Cause you're a good girl and you know it. I know exactly who you could be.
Friday night, I spend my time listening to Rich Money, Love and Entertainment on GQ Palace Radio. It's butter, baby.
It's hard to do these things alone. Just hold on, I'm going home. I got my eyes on you. You're everything that I see. I want your high love and emotion endlessly. I can't get over. Left your mark on me. I want your high love and emotion endlessly. Cause you're a good girl and you know it.
On Friday night, I listen to Rich Money.
You act so different around me. Cause you're a good girl and you know it. I know.
Hey, this is Tiffany Stephanie, and on Fridays we listen to Rich Money on GQ Palace Radio Station, Love and Entertainment.
Just hold on, we're going home. It's hard to do these things alone.
This is Elias and you're listening to Rich Money on GQ Palace
Just
Radio.
Hold on,
follow me, follow me.
I spend my time listening to Rich Money, Love and Entertainment on GQ Palace Radio. It's butter, baby.
Yo, what up, what up, peace world, this your boy Mellow Man 8. Right now you got it locked on GQ Palace Radio.
Jay Lyric. Jay, welcome to the show.
Hey, what's going on, man?
What's going on, Jay? Jay, hold a line because I also have somebody I want to come on the air with you. This man, he's done a lot of things. He's still doing things. His name is Super. My man Elias, who did the joint Follow Me, that club banger, is also on the line. Elias, are you there?
What's up, y'all? What's going on? What's going
What's
on?
What's going on? You know, we have to come on the air with you. For those that don't know, let me just fill them in on a little something. Elias is the man who made that club joint, Follow Me. I'm pretty sure y'all heard it before, and this is actually his son, Jay Lyric, who also got that fire out. Now, Jay, let's get it to you real fast because I know you pressed for time. I want to definitely play your singles that Remember Me Well and that Trayvon Martin joint. Jay Lyric,
okay.
How did you come up with your name?
It all started at Young Jurors. First it was Young Jurors.
And people was like, nah, you should change your name. Switch your name up a little bit. So I took the Jurors out and I just made it a J. J instead of the Jurors. So then the lyrical came with, because I'm so lyrical and I'm so nice with the pen, I just added the lyric to it. So I said J Lyric. I mean, that all made sense to me. So I just ran with it. And everybody thought that was a dope name for me. So I just took that.
Mm. Now, how old was you when you first started rapping?
I first started rapping at 13 years old, but I've been singing basically all my life since I was like a toddler, singing all my life. And my father started writing for me and rapping when I was about 12, 13. And from then on in, I just started writing my own raps, and I just took it from there and started just going bananas, like with my writing skills. And I started to get real, real, real serious at the age of 16. And everybody was just around the neighborhood was telling me I was nice, so I started taking it serious. And everybody really liked my skills, so then on there I just got serious with it.
Now, Elias, let me ask you, when did you realize your son Harry was gifted with this talent to MC? Because I heard both of his tracks and they fire. When did you really realize, my son's got this talent, we definitely gonna take this to the next level?
Well, you know what I realized when he was when he was around 10, you know, when he was around 9 or 10, because pretty much, you know, he was around it. You know, it's funny, it's the story is that when I came out with Follow Me in 1992, this is the amazing part about it, is that he was in my wife's stomach, and he used to go to every show with me and my wife while my wife was pregnant. At night when Follow Me dropped, he used to be at every show, and on you know, my wife would be there while I'm performing, and everybody used to say, you know what, that's gonna be another you, because you know he's at all the shows and he ain't even born yet. He's pretty much born into the music business. So when he came into the world, it was just an awesome thing, because he's always took into the music and always was under my wing, and it just comes natural to him. He's just real talented.
He definitely is. And see, I know he's pressed for time, so what I want to do right now, J Lyric, I want to get into your track Remember Me Well. Tell us about that single real fast.
Okay, the idea of the track, I was talking about a girl. It was all imagination in my head. I just came up with the story. You know, that happens in real life situations also. At the end of the story, the girl I was with, her man is locked up. She has a man, but she was locked up at the time I was messing with her. And he comes home on parole. I'm in the house. I'm in her house. Why he comes home? And I climb out the window. Those are real life situations that usually happen where I'm from. And a lot of dudes end up getting killed over a female. So I just wanted to tell that story to let people know where I'm coming from.
All right. Well, we're going to get into that right now. All right, Don, the D was my phone lines is flooded. This is my joint. I'm crazy about this joint. I'm telling you. It's called Remember Me Well by J Lyric. One of his smashing singles. Right here on GQ Palace Love and Entertainment. It's butter, baby. Let's go.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What's good, y'all? It's your boy, Mikey D, a.k.a. Playboy Mikey D, a.k.a. Mikey D Structure. Formerly of Main Source in the L.A. Posse, currently with Elements of Hip Hop. Y'all already know what it is. Right now, you're tuned in to GQ Palace. Keep it locked.
Good girl at heart, I remember you well, I remember you well. In the game, man, strict, plenty make a man up a weight. When I go my step on a scale, but back to it. Met her at my man party, told myself had to get your set. Exchanging a few words back and forth, but she dug my style, but she dug it well. Well, asked for her phone number, and really cared if it was fast or not.
thinking of a one night thing, one night fling. I ain't really care for less than that, huh? Cause you got a boyfriend that's lap. Been away for a while, enough of robbery. She told me it's cool, he ain't coming home no time soon. That's fine with me. Just let it be. No need to hold back, girl, with you and me. Baby, now you do the math. No need to front. Hope this ain't too much. We only getting older. Baby, we only live once. Now I done got deep with her. Swear never getting heat with her. We know it's fine, it's far from right, but I ain't thinking about leaving her. Hey, catch your feelings cause I sleep with her. Mom's calling, she ain't meeting her. It's bad enough, she got a man that's cut. Let alone we sneaking, bruh. Threatening my homies like I ain't going to a home at night. No more good, but she gotta hold on me. And I can't be alone at night. Make no sense to keep this going, but for some reason we don't wanna give it up. We living dangerous, she try to hang it up. Cause we only live once. Just let it be. No need to hold back, girl, with you and me. Baby, now you do the math. No need to front. Hope this ain't too much. We only getting older. Baby, we only live once. We only live once. We live once. We only live once. We live once. Baby, we only live once. We live once. We only live once. Baby, we only live once, live once, live once. You ain't going nowhere, nowhere. Cause I'm still in your head. All these girls starting to feel me. They blowing like the wind, I can feel it. Don't forget, babe, and I done got my heart involved. And she got me feeling real bad. Man, I can't lay. And I done got to protect something that a man can't have. Gotta sober down. Cause at the end of the day, he locked in me thinking that you hold it down. No sense. And you know whatever goes around, it comes back around. Now what if you was locked up? You would expect for him to be here. But his folks ain't watching us. They expect for you to be fit. Let me be clear. Every time I think of you, I always think of be with. Girl, they coming home. Man, you don't know when it, it ain't late to prepare. Just make it last one more night. Make sure we get it off right. Girl, we gotta move it on. I can't sleep alone, cause I'ma miss my flight. The morning comes. Baby girl, get a knock at the door. She open it slowly. It's a man and he out on parole. She whispers, go out the window. Next thing I hop back to the fence. I called just to check, but the phone disconnected and I ain't never hear from a since. Nah, I ain't never hear from a since. Had to ride out, did he find out? Wouldn't know, cause I ain't never hear from a since.
Yo, what's good? This is Casanova Rudd from the group Super Lover C and Casanova Rudd. You know, the golden era of hip-hop, baby. You are now tuned in to GQ Power.
Hi, Jay. Jay Lyric, how are you?
Good. I was listening to the track. I would, you know, have to listen to it again, you know, being a lover of music. But
okay.
My question is, what's your inspiration now for your lyrics for your song, or do you just take them from anywhere? What's the main inspiration, I should say?
My main inspiration is where I come from. I'm inspired by where I come from. I'm influenced by where I come from. I like to tell a lot of stories by where I'm from. I've experienced a lot throughout the years. When I was growing up, I've seen a lot of things, and that made me just want to just write it down on a piece of paper or just spit it out and just talk on a microphone and just let people know where I'm coming from.
Okay. And being an artist, is there anybody in the art in the industry that you would really like to work with? Is there one specific person?
Yes, Janae Eichos.
Huh?
I like to work with her. Go, she's an R&B singer.
Okay.
Janae Eichos.
Okay. So, now, you know, it takes a lot of, you know, footwork and stuff when it comes to promoting your music or anything. Is there any days that you feel discouraged about anything as far as the music industry or what it takes to make it?
Oh, all the time. It comes with ups and downs. Sometimes you feel like you won't be able to make it. I don't have what they have.
Right.
You gotta really push though. You just really gotta just grind and just keep pushing until something big happens. You're gonna have ups and downs in this business. So I learned to get over that by just staying positive and just.
Don't let anybody steal anything from you. But with that note, just you have to also be able to take criticism as well. You know, with anything, there's pros and cons, and there's lovers and haters. So, just be able to take whatever criticism people have and just flip that. You know what I'm saying? Maybe let me go listen to myself again. Maybe the track did sound a little funny, or the timing was off, or, you know, don't necessarily think that people are hating if they give you some kind of sound advice. You know?
Exactly.
But, you know, I just want to, you know, keep you just, tell you to stay encouraged, you know, keep doing what you're doing, and always have a backup plan.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for calling. Now, Jay, let me ask you, because I want to make sure I'm saying your song right. Is it Remember Me Well or Remember You Well?
It's actually called Remember You Well, but it's cool.
Okay, because I'm listening to it.
I'm T.
Okay.
I'm T.
Okay, nice.
You as well. Another question. Where do you see yourself in 3 years?
In 3 years, I see myself successful.
You're already successful. You're already successful.
Yeah, well, I see myself big, real big. I see myself making a name for myself. I see a lot of people knowing who Jay Lyric is as well. I see big things for me. Real big things. I see a lot of artists knowing who I am as well. A lot of people. But I just see myself in a good space in a couple of years right now.
That's what's up.
I just gotta keep pushing myself and keep grinding.
There you go. And you know, long as you got God by your side, you're gonna always go forward.
Oh yes, most definitely.
I can't wait to hear the song about Trayvon. I actually have a few young people sitting in my home right now, and
okay.
when that song is played, I definitely will have it on speaker because, you know, that's a thing that we all went through, and it was sad, and it's still sad, you know, because justice has never been served. And for you to actually just put out a song about it, that's a blessing in itself, you know. And I just want to say that I will be looking forward to hearing more music. Do you have any videos or anything like that?
Yeah, you can go on YouTube and type in J.Lyric, Wish Somebody Would. And my mixtape should be, I'm looking towards, the mixtape should be out probably towards the late spring, either early spring or late spring. I'm trying to make it perfect before I actually release it, so that should be out real soon, so just look forward to that.
Okay.
A lot of storytelling on there, a lot of uplifting storytelling, a lot of real-life situations.
Wow.
No cursing, queen.
No cursing, yeah, no cursing, real clean.
Great. That's even better. That's even better.
Yeah, no downgrading. No downgrading women.
Most definitely.
So is the voice that I hear your manager or someone?
Yes, he is my father.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm like, wait a minute, what is this other voice?
Yeah, that's his other half. Yeah, it's amazing. I thank you just for just being able to keep him encouraged because he says something a little different, and I tell him all the time, because when you don't follow what everybody else is doing, it's hard, you know. They get to say that you're a sellout because you don't talk about issues, real issues, and clean music, and you're not depositing a bad seed into the children. You're trying to deposit something great into them to let them know that they are beautiful. You don't have to have your pants down. You don't have to be a drug dealer. You don't have to have that as your story. You know, we have so many rappers. That's their story. Their story is that they came up out of the hood, and we all did that. But glorifying it. And then what happens when your child or another kid comes up to think that's glorifying and he likes that, then what happens is it's just a setup to put him right in penitentiary. Because I always say I ain't never heard of no drug dealers retirement or have a pension plan.
Thank you. And they never will.
And they never will, you know.
And so, you know what? That's another thing I like about his music. From what I've heard, I have not heard one degrading word about women. I haven't heard a curse word. And by the way, I have like a 5 and 7 year old up in here. And when they play the Trayvon song, I definitely want their full attention to listen because, you know, babies are our future.
Yes.
Absolutely.
You know.
Yes.
And I just want to commend you hands down. From what I've heard, you got it going on. Keep up the good work and stay focused and keep God first. And I know you're going to go far.
Thank you so much.
But I am a fan.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay,
you know
thank
what,
you.
Thank you for calling. Jay,
you're
I want
welcome.
To get into your single, the Trayvon Martin song, but I want you to introduce, I know you pressed for time, so I was already told that you pressed for time and everything. So
okay.
I want you to introduce that next single.
Okay, Trayvon Martin, David Ash, yeah, I wrote this about, we all know who Trayvon Martin is, saw the news, and I just went straight to the pen and the pad, and I just started writing, went to the studio, so here's the new single, which is going to be on my mixtape, Living Proof, Trayvon Martin.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
GQ Palace Radio.
Dedicated to Trayvon. Rest in peace. Hey.
Flicking through the channels, you popped up on the news. My heart dropped, another black brother we gotta lose. Been being on my mind, and now I got something to prove. Yo mama pops crying, but late, they got nothing to lose. I know they hurting, and if you was white, I bet you they won't have up for certain. I know your future was bright, the mirror close to curtains. No disrespect, but I'm kinda happy you out the surface. World full of black babies dying, I swear it's like a cursing. It's Biggie and Pac up there with you and our dad conversing. It's the Lincoln Whitney still bluffing, this mic rehearsing. Are the schools in heaven, if so call it a higher learning. You in the land of the riches, I know you up this virgin. Kinda wish I was with you so I can get away. I lost a brother and cousin, all my fam do is pray. Seems like the older we get, the quicker they take away. We live in a nightmare, I'm trying to stay away. Thinking positive but negatives all around. It's like we slaves, running from the man saying it's him. World is like a circus, they look at us like we the clowns. Man, it's really y'all the same everywhere, in any town. And all I do is scream, and I can't cry no more, I'm out of tears. And I done seen it all and heard it all, it's like I'm out of fear. Keep thinking this isn't real, man, when will it ever change? We all going through the struggle, we all going through the pain. Yeah, but will it stop? I always ask the men up top. Nobody's doing nothing, no need even bother to call a cop. Yeah, if Martin Luther was here, he'd be so disappointed. Had nothing but Skittles and see, it's such a disappointment. I need to talk to the reverend, gotta make an appointment. Now forget it, I'd rather talk to you through this joint, man. Heard you like to play sports, could've done it all. Had a friend and she was the last one to call. I pray that she's doing well and got big dreams. I know you're watching the life and can see she's going through big things. Could at a short age, could've lived more. And he took your life like you ain't have squat to live for. I hope we suffer for that, matter of fact, and more. Ain't even asked you who you was, she could've cared more. But scared so you ran like it was a handoff. And his plan was putting you out, like a landlord. He really know you, but it's like you was a friend of me. And for that, I throw my hoodie on in your memory.
GQ Palace Radio.
Yeah.
Wow. That song gave me chills. You ever had a song?
Thanks a lot, man.
You know, and what it is, it's a hip-hop. You know what I mean? It's hip-hop. You know, hip-hop don't usually give you chills when you dedicate something to somebody.
Yeah.
You know, lying to me? You understand? And it gave me chills. Now, how long did it actually take you to sit down and actually write that song? That song?
Probably within an hour. Within an hour, I finished the song. I just started this. Well, my cousin actually produced the beat. He also, it's a sample from Tupac's Pain. And
mm-hmm.
I was just vibing to the beat, and I was just writing to it. And I just started writing. And then I just said, right, let me get in the booth and just spit this. Write this all down and just spit it in the mic. And I just, from then on there, it just took off. And I just, that was a hit right there. And I let my mother and my father hear it. It was just shocking that I wrote it.
Now, Soup, what was your response when you heard this song?
You know, I was blown away because, I mean, he touched a lot of issues that he don't really have to say anything else. He covered everything, and I was just, I was more like saying, this is a ministry for my son. God has put him here so he can continue to keep the people aware of what's really going on. Because a lot of people that's out there that really don't pay attention to the issues that are going on, and I just love that the fact, him being as young as he is, that's what he wants to pay attention to that. And he thinks that his generation needs to know that. They need to know more about that than the materialistic things that drives them. They need to know that our black children are dying. Our black brothers and sisters are dying by the dozens. It's like genocide. Be real talk, dog. I mean, our kids are dying. They are dying. I mean, by the numbers. And I just love that he has that passion to want to continue to keep his generation aware. And that's what it's about. That's what I believe you get you're just doing, is when you can make something that will aware the next young man or put the next young man on the right track or let them know that, you know, you got to be careful where you go, or, well, not even careful, because we should be able to go anywhere we want to, but it's just that just the government pretty much don't have, you know, they don't even care about life with themselves, with our people, is how I see it. I don't want to get into, a colored thing, but, it's just sad how one individual can do something like that, but if it was vice versa, that wouldn't have never happened. If it was a black man that did that, then the issue would be different.
Exactly.
But I'm just happy that he can continue to allow, you know, issues like that and just be there just to keep people aware. And, you know, I think he's going to go far. Well, I know he's going to go far because he has a talent that's unbearable. And you think this something, wait till when he starts singing. He's like, he's just awesome. He's awesome, Rich Money. I don't have nothing else to say.
I definitely
want to thank GQ. I want to thank GQ Powers. I look at it as, you know, I mean, if you always want somebody to call, you know, following your footsteps, I mean, my son is filling my shoes, you know, and I'm just grateful, and I love him for that. And I want him to continue to just go after what he needs to go after. Don't go after fame and fortune, because fame and fortune will get you in trouble. They'll have you sell your soul. So that's one point that I wanted to always teach them, that you do this because you love doing it. Don't do it for money. You do it to get the satisfaction of somebody calling in saying, you know what, you touched my heart. Or you do it for the satisfaction of a lady called in and said her children going to be sitting down at the age of 7, and they're sitting down and they're listening to you. There's no better feeling than that. You know what I mean? Because that's educating. That's educating. And when you educate,
that's
powerful.
Exactly. Now, Jay, you opened up some venue for Soup, your father. You did benefits for the Haiti Relief Fund. You did a couple of Sweet 16 parties. You opened up in teen clubs such as Fire and Ice. Tell us, what was that experience like? What was the first thing that came to mind when you stepped on that stage?
It was a little nerve-wracking, actually. I was real nervous. it was kind of my first time on stage, so I really didn't know what to do. But once I opened my mouth and just started vibing with the people, I started to get the hang of it. And it just all came to me. I just started rocking out, man. It came a great feeling to me, actually. Now it's a great feeling to get up on that stage and just spit my words to people, and they're just looking at you like, wow, like, who is this kid? So it's a good feeling, man. I like the feeling of being on stage. It's a real good feeling, especially when you got a lot of people that's just looking at you, looking forward to what you're going to say. You know what I mean? Just really being, like, really being in tune with your words. But it's a good feeling. I like it. I like it a lot. I love it, actually.
Wow.
Yeah, hey, Rich Money, you know, I can remember, you know, because, you know, this summer, he's been opening up for me, him and my daughter. My daughter's 11. So what I started doing, when I go out and perform, I let them open up for me. And when I tell you, the show is just so amazing, because you get...
because me and him got a couple songs together. We got a couple gospel songs together. So we switch in and out. Then I have my daughter. She'll get up there and she'll lead. She'll sing. She'll do her number. And then me and my son, Jay Lyrics, will come out. And it's just good when you can just intertwine the family, you know what I mean, into one. And we're all doing it for one cause. We're not doing it, you know, to showboat. We're not doing it for fame and fortune. We're not doing it so you can say I'm better than you and better than this one, because I'm a guy that you always can talk to. And I do it just so I can be able to minister to the next one and deposit something to the next one. That's what it's about. You know what I mean? Because I'm the type of guy, you know, if you need my sneakers, I give them to you. And that's what it should be about. You know what I mean? It shouldn't be about, oh, look at my sneakers and look at what you got on. I'm balling. You're not. But you know what I mean? That doesn't say a lot as far as, you know, what we represent. What says a lot is, listen, I love you. I just need you. Just hold on. You'll get it. If I can give you something that you need, you can have it.
We actually have another caller. Boy, you deep like a motherfucker.
What did you say, Rich Mike?
I said, you deep, boy. Deep. You just deep like a mother, man. Yeah, you always make a curse on the station. We have another caller. We're going to bring them on. Hello, caller, are you there? Hello, caller, are you there? Hello, caller, are you there?
Hello, what's up, brother?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, you want to hear with Jay Lyric? Yeah, you want to hear? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, Barry? Is that Barry?
Yeah, I'm here, brother.
Barry. Oh, okay, you want to hear. You want to hear with Jay Lyric right now.
What's up, Jay Lyric? How you doing, brother?
Hey, what's going on, man? How are you?
Yeah, man, I'm from the old school, man, you know. Rap started in my neighborhood back in the late 70s, man, with Grandmaster Flash and DJ Theodore and Mean Gene and stuff. So I just want to say keep your head up, man, you know. And
thank you, man.
Different now, you know. And it's funny. I was in the store today, and this guy came in, and he's 47, and I'm like 54, and he was trying to talk about where old school started, and I had to put him in his place, and we had a little debate, whatever. You know, but he had it kind of correct. But, you know, I knew when, you know, I know the first Hispanic rapper, I knew everything else. And like the place where I grew up in the Bronx called the Ranch, Busy D, Triple Sage from the Terror Squad, you know, and went with me. So, you know, old school is old school always rules, man. But I just want to give, you know, a heads up to you guys, man. Just keep your head up and do your thing, man.
Thanks, man. I really appreciate that. Thank you,
man.
Appreciate you, brother. God bless.
Yeah, you know, and just do your thing, man. No.
Thank you.
You know,
always.
The rap started, you know, in the South Bronx, but started in the one club, Disco Fever and everything. People from Brooklyn, Queens, and the Manhattan to one club, you know, and then it just expanded. It's like a multi-billion-dollar thing now. So, you know, just do what you got to do and make that money, man.
Yeah.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah, man.
I definitely will, man.
Just be blessed, my brother.
You too. Yeah.
Okay, man.
Thanks
Good
a
song.
Lot, bro.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
So let me ask you, what's the next step for Jay Lyric?
You asking me?
Yeah, Jay Lyric.
Next step, getting this mixtape out.
I don't mean to cut you off, Jay. I'm asking you, but then I also want Soup to probably respond to that too.
Okay.
Well, as the next step for Jay Lyric is releasing the mixtape, which should be out probably like towards the late spring, I would say. A lot of big things. I'm actually dropping the freestyle this Sunday, so look forward to that. But the next step is just keep grinding and keep pushing, keep putting out a bunch of mixtapes so people can get familiar with me, start to recognize me, get to really know who Jay Lyric is. And where I come from, yeah, and just put out a bunch of music until I'm well recognized and I'm well known. It's basically the next step for me. I would say.
My turn.
Yeah, go ahead, Elias.
Well, my turn is this. We have our own label called 1011 Entertainment, which you forgot to rep that.
Entertainment.
You forgot that, huh, son? But make a long story short, we have our own label, and it's a good thing because we kind of want to stay independent because I want to stay out of the politics. Like I said, I want to stay out of the politics. I want to be able to do some good music and not worry about the politics, not worrying about what I can't do and what I can do, and I want to just deal with the people. I'm going to let the people decide on, you know, what we do, you know what I mean, and let the fans really get the authentic music that is thought about, that is planned out, because music these days are not thought about and planned out. They're put out for a reason, to keep you dumb. Excuse me, I don't mean to just go too direct, but I'm so not too crazy about the game now. But it's put out to do a lot of things to our people, and I just want to just enlighten our people to let them know, don't be so caught up in about what you see, because what you see is an illusion. It's fake. It's not real. It's not the truth.
Right.
We got to stop paying attention and having our parents really being able to sit with our children and let them know the differences. Yeah, he's claiming to be this, but he has a college degree, you know what I mean? This is how he makes his money. But, but illusion sets you up. And if you don't know no better, when kids see people on TV, they think that's the way it is. In reality, it's not the way it is. And I'm just hoping somebody along, me and my son, can just, and Rich Money can help our children out, because that's what the gangster rapping is doing. The gangster rapping has appeared, and guess what? Now our kids is killing one another because you see these guys with guns and they say they'll shoot you, bang, bang, bang. Now this you know, our young men are just going around killing each other, and guess what they're listening to? They're listening to that music that you know, and I am holding them accountable. Yes, because they should be more considerate.
Yeah, you're right.
Have consideration for our people instead of just thinking about the dollar bill. Everybody wants bling, 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 and you can't take it with you. But in reality, the day will come, you know what I mean, when you're going to be held accountable for what you do. So all I'm saying, Rich Money, is that, you know what I'm saying, let's just try to help our people. You know, I help all people, rather. Don't get it misconstrued. I don't want to come off as, but I'm just saying that it's more black-on-black crime going on than anything else right now. And sometimes I try to really figure out why are we so bamboozled? Why are we so easy to be convinced to do the nonsense?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? We need more doctors, more educators. Because I would tell, you know what I mean? We don't need no more killers. We don't need no more jails built for us to be filling them up. You know what I mean? We need something powerful to get us back on track like it used to be. When my grandfather was down the street and he seen my boy messing up, he would pop him in the head and say, "Now go home."
Uh-huh.
Then he would go home. He wouldn't cuss him out or come back with a gun and shoot the whole block up. But my point is, I just want us to just get back on track. And if I can help, if just one of me and my son can help save one, then we've done our job. I've conquered all I can conquer. You know what I mean? So that's really where we're at. I'm really serious about trying to save one, you know what I mean, and help another. But 1011.com, you can check us out. 1011.com.
I don't mean to cut you off, but I gotta get ready to go back to work.
Oh yeah. Oh,
okay,
right.
I'll take over.
They got so deep, you know.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that, man. Sorry, so
Jay, we
definitely
I know what's going on, and I'm surprised you stayed this long. So yeah, you got to do what you got to do. Get that bread and butter, baby.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I appreciate y'all for having me on here, man.
Okay.
Yeah, I really appreciate you for having me.
No doubt. Is there any information you want to give real fast before you go? Any shout out to anything?
Yeah,
good?
Give your information out.
Follow me on Instagram, J_Lyric, J-A-Y_Lyric, L-Y-R-I-C. Twitter as well, J-Lyric1011, J-L-Y-R-I-C1011. Facebook, Eddie, J-Lyric Lewis. My SoundCloud as well, J-Lyric. Just be looking forward to that freestyle this Sunday as well, too. So I got a freestyle coming out, so that'll be out Sunday, later Sunday. But, yeah, that's pretty much about it.
Okay. Well, Jay, I want to tell you, it's definitely been an honor having you on.
Thank you, man. It's been a blessing. I appreciate it.
Going to be in the magazine and the whole nine.
Yes, sir. I'll be back. I'll definitely be back.
All right, for sure. Jay Lyric, Don
Thank
Z.
You. Thank you.
Now, Soup, well, we have you on the line. Now,
yes, sir.
You managing Jay Lyric, which is also your son. Are you willing to let him do like any collaborations or anything, or that nature?
Yeah. Sure. As long as it's meaningful, you know what I mean. As long as we both, you know, I try to just as long as we're on the same level, because what we try not to do, we don't collaborate. He doesn't collaborate with cats that cuss him or none of that. You know, I mean, I always tell people, you know what I'm saying, if you're going to be an artist, let me take away the cuss word. And, you know what I mean? Use your mind. Use your brains. Let me see you really articulate. You know what I mean? And so my question to that is, yeah, we're willing to do collabs, but not no cussing and, you know, downgrading. It has to be on a positive tip.
Okay. So, mainly if you feel like if it's, let's say like an artist out now, I want you to be truthful, you know. Let's say an artist like Lil Wayne or somebody wants to do something with him, or like French Montana, because, you know, they mouth Rick Ross, they mouth is kind of foul. Is that something that you would want him to follow into that trademark, or you would like be like kind of skeptical about it?
Because back what I was saying earlier, it's money driven, it's fame driven. You know what I mean? They're not being held accountable for what they pretty much put out. I want him to be held accountable, because at the end of the day, you know what I mean, I want him to be able to say, I fought my best in this, and I fought the way that it should be fought. You know what I mean? Just like how Martin Luther King or anybody else that's trying to enlighten us, you know what I mean? I don't want to, you know, and he understands, which is a great thing, you know what I mean? Me and my wife really, really took the time to really make him understand that he needs to do this in a way that nobody else is doing it. And it's vice versa with me. You know, it's not as popular. You don't get all the popularity off it. Like me, you know, I do clean music. So, you know, I get a lot of, you know, a lot of people that sell out music or whatever the case may be. But I look at it as, you know, me being for the right side, not for the money, because the money issue, you know, I always say this. Once you put something out, you can't take it back. You feel me?
Exactly.
Once you put a record out or something, you really can't take it back. So why not put something out that a 7-year-old can listen to and go to school and educate our other friends? Instead of saying, you know what, you can't listen to this, you got to remove yourself from the living room. You know what I mean? Like earlier was a great point. Like the lady that was on, she said, you know what, the next song, I'm going to have my family sitting in the living room. That's what's so important. And you know, and being sober-minded doing it. You know what I mean? Or don't have to, you know,
exactly.
I don't want to get all into that. But what I'm saying is you're focused with your children and y'all listening to a song that they might not, they probably won't ever, never forget, because it's something that's powerful. You know what I mean? Instead of listening to something that don't make no sense, you know, somebody tell you to do something. Most songs now, they're telling you to do smoke crack, you know what I mean? Do heroin, do Molly, you know what I mean? And that's the point, what I'm saying. I want him to be held accountable. I don't want him to be into something that's for fads, that, you know what I mean? I'm walking
I'm a walking billboard for the liquor companies or whatever other companies these young men do it for to get the riches, to get famous from. You know what I mean? Because it's always a catch in 22. If they're talking about that, you know, there's a reason why. Because anything that you do and kids see you in the public eye, they're going to do. I don't care what it is, they're going to do. If you're drinking orange juice, if you see me on stage and I'm this big rapper or whatever, if you see me drinking orange juice, I guarantee you kids are going to start drinking orange juice. So it's really, it's very important. It's real talk. You know what I mean? It's just real talk that we need to just really consider really getting back to the root of things. Like my man just called about back in the day, rap was different. You know how rap used to be. Rap was educated us. Oh, my God. Rap educated us to the fullest.
Yeah, it was a message they were sending and everything. You know, everybody sent a message. That's why you see nowadays, rap is not sending no message. They just rapping just to be rapping right now.
Yep. And that's the bad part about it. Yep. You're right. Rapping just to be rapping. And unfortunately, you know, and the kids is watching. Kids is watching and hearing.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Now, where do you see Jay Lyric going in the music industry?
I see Jay Lyric being contributed as, you know, as somebody that almost in his own lane, but like a KRS-One, not you know what I mean, but his own, you know what I'm saying, own way of doing things. But I see him being able to have his own following and make a living doing it, but not having to sell himself. You know what I mean? Just doing good music and meaning what he's saying. You know what I mean? And just speaking on issues that should be worth speaking on and not saying nah, not saying you know what nah. I'm gonna take the check and I don't care what happens. I'm going to take the check and I'll say whatever, you know what I mean, to get these kids to do whatever. I don't care about that part. Or I don't care how many kids is dying over my music. I'm still going to make the money. No. How selfish. I don't, you know what I mean, we're not in it for that. I wasn't in for that. And I got to pass this down to my kids. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so I want him to definitely lead in the right way. Because we need, at this point, we need this. If it's just 2-3 of us, Rich Money, we need this bad, because a lot of people don't, I don't know if people, some people don't care. If you can, let me tell you something else, and it's just sad. And I ain't gonna say nothing else, but I'm gonna make a point. If you check out the new music genre, they got a new music genre in Chicago right now. It's called something like murder music. And you got brothers, they getting paid off of this. But they get on the radio or interviews and say, "I'm gonna make the murder count even higher for my next record." And these young men are getting rich. They don't know no better. But the whole point is what I'm saying is that it's they're being capitalized on it, but they're killing our kids. And it's crazy because you know, vice versa. If that was to be put into something clean, it wouldn't, you know what I mean? No money. There's no money in doing clean. There's no money in leading people to do the right thing. There ain't no money in that. You know what I'm saying? It's money in killing off your people. Why do you want to kill off your people? It's deep, but it's time to really see what it is. You know, people capitalize off of murder rate, killer rate, and it's our own people. We still going to have blinders on. We still walk around with sunshades on and don't get it yet. When we going to get it? Real talk. When we going to get it? And it's sad. It hurts me. It hurts me to know, you know what I mean, a young man can say, hey, who cares if my other young, we look just alike. If we look in a mirror, we look just alike. That's like, you don't like, I look in a mirror, I don't like myself. How do you don't like yourself?
Wow.
You know what I mean? Not trying to be so, you know, I don't want to go so deep because, you know what I mean? But, you know, this game that we're in is a music, it's a deep thing. It's power. It's power in your voice. It's power in words. It's just power. And when you lose, when you continue to see all these kids just keep on dying and dying and dying, something about, I mean, do anybody care? Or everybody just in their own little hut? Hey, I'm going to get mine, let you get yours, and two, it hit home. Then when it hit home, then it becomes important. But we got to start being, I know for my household, you know what I mean, for my household, we're going to do the right thing. You know what I mean? I'm not in it for the fame. I can care less about the fame. You know what I mean? The fame, I'm not in it for that. You know, I'm in it to continue to just to deposit something great in somebody. Or, you know what I'm saying?
I feel you. Elias, I want to thank you for joining us. I want you to give them your information as well, because when we leave out, I'm going to refresh some memories because I want to play your joint. Because we got my man, Grand Agent, coming up next. He's doing big things. He's a pioneer as well. He's taking it to the next level with his music as well. So what I want you to do for me is give everybody your info.
Okay.
You know, Jay Lyric already gave his info. And if you want to give his again, you can.
Okay, you can reach me on Eddie Lewis on Facebook. You can reach me at Elias on Facebook. You can reach me at 1011 Entertainment on Facebook. You can reach me at ALY-US at Twitter. You can reach me at Super for Elias at Facebook, right? And you can reach me either at 1011.com. Yeah, 1011entertainment.com, excuse me, and superfromelias.com.
Wow. You know, Elias, I want to tell you, definitely honor Jay Lyric. He definitely take it to the next level. We're going to rotate his joint. And, you know, you come on, either one of y'all, anytime is never a problem. You know how we do.
Thanks. Thanks, brother. I appreciate you. You have
no
a blessed
doubt.
Night. All right.
You too, Elias.
Good night. All right. Good night, thank you, pals. Bye-bye.
All right. Elias Don. All right. Now, y'all don't know, I'm going to fill y'all in on Elias' track. The next we got coming up, my man, Grand Agent, and his joints is fire, flames. How my man, the mayor, said, hard body karate. My lines is flooded, so right now, what I'm going to do is we're going to take a minute. We're going to come back with Grand Agent, and I'm going to fill y'all in on who's alive. Right there on DC College Radio. Love it.
This is Elias and you're listening to Rich Money on GQ Palace Radio. Follow me, yeah, follow me.
Yo, what's good? This is Casanova Rudd from the group Super Lover C and Casanova Rudd. You know the golden era of hip hop, baby. You are now tuned in to GQ Palace Radio with my man Rich Money. Yeah?
Follow me. Follow me, yeah. Follow me. I'm hoping to see the day.
Hey, this is DJ Kevsky, and you're listening to GQ Palace, hosted by my man, Rich Money.
Friday night is when my pub listening to Rich Money, Love and Entertainment.
I spend my time listening to Rich Money, Love and Entertainment on GQ Palace Radio. It's butter, baby.
This is Elias, and you're listening to Rich Money on GQ Palace Radio. Follow me, follow me, yeah, follow me.
Hey, hey, it's Kim. On Friday nights, I spend my time listening to Rich Money, Love and Entertainment on GQ Powers Radio. It's Butter Baby.
Spend my time listening to Rich Money, Love and Entertainment on GQ Palace Radio. It's butter, baby.
None of this stuff. It really comes to me already done. I just gotta
write it down. So, you know, I was in that era when, you know, I was in a group. Shout out to Name. I was in a group called Name back in Philly, you know, and when I didn't even have a name for a while. We just used to rock, you know what I mean? And we was putting together a project where it was kind of like I was going to be taking center stage, and I was just sitting there like, and you know, I don't know how it happened. It just came out, Grand Age, and I wrote it down, and it looked good, and I said, all right, that's it. So that's it, man. I can't claim no credit. I'm just a reporter, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I definitely feel you on that. Now, as far as, you know, you've been in the industry for a long time, how do you feel about this music that's out now, portraying the hip-hop industry?
Well, this is my overall vision. Like I said, man, like I'm kind of out of the opinion and the belief that the purpose that God gives something is the purpose that it has. So, you know, when we came up with it, we partied with it, but it just so happened that when it turned into a big industry, it just so happened we was on a good wave of, like, brothers was like, yeah, I'm from the block too, but this is also what I know. You know, like the KRS's and was already mentioned, even the Big Daddy Kane's, the Rakim's, the Public Enemies, all this information we got as a bonus. But them dudes, they was rocking parties too, so I just see it right now. It's like it's a little bit out of balance. Like it's not a balanced picture. You know what I'm saying? So like, I like the party too. We all like the party. But when we came up with it, when it was founded, we party and we got knowledge. You know what I'm saying? We got both. So that's all I see is I don't see nothing wrong. I mean, these are kids, and we was kids when we was doing it, and that's what you do when you're kids and yada, yada. So I don't want to get into no generational thing with these kids, but it ain't a balanced picture being presented. And that happens to us in a lot of things, you know, like we only funny or we only play basketball or we only make this kind of rap record. So that's just another version of that for me. And, you know, that's how the media, that's how it go, kind of. You know what I mean?
Now, I heard your material. Fire.
Okay.
Straight up fire. It's not, I could truly say, sometimes you listen to stuff, you'd be like, yeah, it's okay. You know, okay, that track is fire. Oh, this one is all right. I heard everything you did. Well, I ain't going to say everything, but what I heard is fire. What makes Grand Agent different from everybody else?
Well, again, it's a lot of my, you know, I try to be me, number one. And I try to honor my circumstances because I think that's where everybody's own shine is. So, you know, I'm from North Philadelphia, right? I grew up watching a lot of dudes who was teenagers at the time. Some is movie stars now, and some is in jail now. Fresh Prince is one of them. Will Smith, Steady B, Cool C, Life in Jail. So I've seen dudes as teenagers make records, right? You know, some people might even know a lot of the Juice Crew records started in Philly, you know? So I grew up in it, not in the New York way, but in the Philly way, you know what I'm saying? So that's just kind of my whole thing right there. It's like, yo, let somebody from Philly represent on the platform of what I call like a presidential level MC, you know what I'm saying? And over the time, that's only a handful of people in every era, but nobody from Philly really ever had a position like that. So I try to make records that would cast me in that light, you know what I'm saying? That's my approach.
Well, what I want to do right now, I want to get into one of your singles right now. We're definitely going to get into that, Invincible. Ain't no question about it. But we're going to relax on that joint right now. Well, I'm going to get in right now, Know the Legend.
Oh, okay.
Ooh.
Well, let me set it up for him. See, that's a New York That's a New York legend right there. Lord Finesse produced it, and he got on the hook with me. So, you know, just like that right there, it's just like it's a track, and you go at it, and you just rap, and it's a rap record. You know what I mean? Like, you ain't, it ain't a whole lot else to it. It's a beat and a rhyme, and if you don't sound good on it, you don't sound good on it, and it's evident. You know, it's like, now we got a lot of bells and whistles, a lot of technology we can hide behind and all kinds of stuff. So that's just, that was a blessing right there. So shout out to Lord Finesse, you know what I mean? And that's going back, that's first album material. That came out 2001, fam, so.
What?
Yeah.
I'm getting ready to say, are you sure?
I was there when it happened. I'm pretty sure.
And this was one of the first ones I heard. I said, wow.
And that was a music for me. That was like, sorry, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, what you going to say, guy?
No, I was just going to say that for me, that's, you were saying, like, what makes Grand, like, that was a big moment for me. That was like, that's Lord Finesse. We go up in D&D, which at the time was like the premiere, the home base for DJ Premier. It was like the hip-hop studio to be in. So that's just like, for me, everything that go into the record going to come out on the record. So all them elements, you know, the legendary studio, the legendary MC on the beats, so you just got to put the good ingredients in and you're going to get the good product. That's how I see it, you know what I mean?
Wow. This joint right here, I'm gonna tell you. You said 2000 what? Oh man, that's my line is flooded right now. You know what? We gonna get into this Grand Agent joint. You know, produced by Lord Finesse, Know the Legend. I'm telling you, this joint right here is off the heat. All right, Dodger D, we about to make it happen. Grand Agent, Know the Legend. Here we go, GQ Palace, love and entertainment.
It's butter, baby.
Yo.
Yeah, this is Grand Agent, grandagent.net, real Grand Agent,
yo.
Twitter and IG. I'm in the GQ Palace, so as far as I can tell, it's all good. Rich Money, let's do it.
Enter with the treasure.
GQ Palace Radio. GQ Palace Radio.
Yo, I'm already legendary if I stop this weekend. Switch lifestyles and cease public speaking. You still be frozen, secure in your flow scheme. Cause now the fact that you strapped like cocaine, it don't mean nothing major. They saw you put on, they saw me come up. They saw the young star bizarre. Who do the circumstance, courage and desire got with ya? I set the big picture on fire, play hard. I be in and out of dodge like God. Just a rumor being, you may be seeing I'm a barrage. Come closer, pinch the poster child for hell. Hurry up, cause in a minute, I'ma do what I feel. And I zone out, 9 times out of 9. When the microphone's out, it's just long enough to zone out. But when the time don't stand still, I bite. And before time finds me, I blend with the night. Leaving neither trace nor shadow of a doubt. I was born a made man, never battled for the clout. I fucks with the greats and up with the 3 or 4 states. My basement tapes done seen more gates than a little bit. I'm just the type that like the filament, right where they gas you and blast you. For not much more than the thrill of it, I be trying to tell niggas grand on some other shit. Yo, I know the slang of 1,000 gangs, yo. I'm legendary.
You think you're a legend?
Another 1,000 gangs know my name, though. I'm legendary.
You think you're a legend?
I got 1,000 ill rhymes to my name, you know what I'm saying? I'm legendary.
You think you're a legend?
But that's 3,000. I'm way ahead of the game, yo. I'm legendary.
You think you're a legend?
You ain't a legend. It's hot to say. But anyway, dig I make. Get at me, holler, thug type of scholar. I don't need to know your background. I touch you right where you at now. Just tell me if the track sound out the frame when it's on your box. I never stay in my square cause that's game. I'm everywhere. Greyhound spots with the TV chair. My likeness was on air when I bounced. Graphic accounts is left all in my wake. Fame is all in my fake name. It's all on my side. This is what you get when coasts collide. The worst niggas got the most pride. Grant got sold like Makosa. I know the slang of 1,000 games, yo. I'm legendary.
You think you're a legend?
Another 1,000 games know my name, though. I'm legendary.
You think you're a legend?
I got 1,000 ill rhymes to my name, you know what I'm saying? I'm legendary.
You think you're a legend?
But that's 3,000. I'm way ahead of the game, yo. I'm legendary.
You think you're a legend?
You know G. Brandon hit up out of the place. The man is known by voice, by style, by face, by choice, my space,
space can't be invaded. Rhymes go from old to syncopated, and one record black, yeah, you checking for that. With the disc, cause Finesse did the tracks, and I rhyme bliss. The onlookers come to grips when I spit a general on some year-long March Madness. The bad news precedes my footsteps. The good rep is good rep is good rep is good rep. The hat broke down before I spoke. I got the full Nelson choke down pack. You know it sound fat. Go on, say it don't. If you don't know by now, you never won. I'm two times fly. As your crew and I came to set trends, get rich and never die. I know the slang of a thousand gangs, yo. I'm legendary.
You think you're legendary?
Another thousand gangs know my name though. I'm legendary.
You think you're legendary?
I got a thousand ill rhymes to my name. You know what I'm saying? I'm legendary.
You think you're legendary?
But that's 3,000. I'm way ahead of the game, yo. I'm legendary.
You think you're legendary?
Hey, this is Tiffany and Stephanie, and on Fridays we listen to Rich Money on GQ Palace Radio Station. Love Entertainment.
Know how we do. One time.
GQ Power Radio. GQ Power Radio.
I feel like I'm transitioning now to a more
see myself kind of occupying that space, but also branching out into some other, you know, arms of the media. You know, I'm working on some stage musical hip hop kind of things, and then some TV kind of things, and so like my thing is just to bring that hip hop essence into every area of the media, because that's kind of what God blessed me to be able to do, is like just look at something and be like, okay, oh, that's how you write a script, okay, then fill in the blanks. Oh, that's how you write a magazine article, okay, fill in the blanks. So
right.
It's more that I'm just a writer than anything else, but I just grew up with hip hop, so that's like rapping was the first way that I started getting that writing out. So now I'm looking to be, you know what I mean? So now I'm looking to be active in other ways of, you know, telling this hip hop story, basically. Tell it over and over and over and over and over.
Do you consider yourself a rapper or MC?
I consider myself both. I know the difference, and when people like to get into that debate, and I definitely can hold down a show, so I can MC a show and move the crowd and all of that, so
right.
I can do that. But, you know, rapping is like, it's just rapping. It's sounding slick when you talk, so I think I can do it, you know. So I know the debate that people have about that, but I think in terms of having a pure-hearted approach to the culture, I'm definitely an MC. And then having a pure-hearted approach to making the records, I think I'm a rapper, too. You know what I mean? It's two different
hats. Be a multitasker.
Yeah, you got to wear the
hat. Multitask with
me. Right.
Okay. Do you have videos with your music?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. If you go to grandagent.net, you can see a lot of back catalog, a lot of albums, a lot of videos, and the whole story is up there, grandagent.net, and all the social media buttons is on there, the Twitter, all of that's on there.
That's what's up. I'd like to know that I will be a fan of yours, and I will be listening to the end, you know, for you to give extra information.
Okay.
Keep your head up and keep moving forward.
I didn't get your name. What was your name?
I'm T.
T. Okay. Thank you. I appreciate it.
I keep moving forward.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Take care.
All right. Thank you.
All right, Grant. We have another caller for you, but let me ask you real fast, because it's just bugging me how you said that's from 2001. Now, what's the difference between what you did back then with your material compared to what you're doing now?
What I'm doing now, okay, this is what I'm doing now, and I don't even know if we're going to hear that and what we're going to play today, but so what I'm trying to do now is more like make the song the star, kind of. You know, like with rapping, it's, you know, MCing, it's a lot about me. You got to do that as a rapper. That's just part of the game, you know. But where I'm at now is trying to move more into making songs that's just, they standalone songs, you know, because most rap songs couldn't be covered by anybody else because they're so personal to the dude who wrote them. So now I'm trying to move into an era of just good song structured raps. You know what I'm saying? So like, if it's a decent story, maybe 10, 15 years down the line, somebody else could come along and cover it. And they could do that because I ain't saying, yo, grand agent, you know what I mean? So that's kind of the difference. But other than that, it ain't too much difference. You know, trying to just try to pick a good beat and write a good rhyme and sound good. That's it. You know what I mean?
I hear you. We have another caller for you. We're going to bring them on. Hello, caller. Are you there?
Yes, what's up, brother?
How you doing, man?
You got Grant Agent on the line.
How you doing? You know, I'm proud of all the old school rappers and stuff. And like I heard the other brother say, you know, the gangster rap, it kind of ruined the game, you know, back in the old school. Because, I grew up with Grandmaster Flash and them and Melly Mel and them. And all the old school rappers used to say, you know, I want to buy a car. Young ladies, you know, they treat everybody with respect. You know, even though they had a lot of street games back in the day and whatever, but it was all about love. And then the gangster rap came, and it was just total disrespect and shooting people and everything else. So you know, it took the a lot of stuff out of the game, but just keep rapping positive, man, because we need to bring some old school stuff back, because, you know, it's tarnished the rap game with the new stuff, you know, so just keep your head up, man, and keep the positive flow, brother.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I appreciate that.
Yeah, man. You know, because old school is just, like, all positive, man, you know, and even though we went through a lot of hard times back in the day, it was just, like, positive stuff, and, you know, rap got a big negative knock, but just keep it up, and, you know, everything's going to be all right, brother.
I appreciate that.
Okay.
Thank you. Peace.
Now, what I want to do right now, Grant, I want to get into Invincible.
All right.
Tell us about that, Cindy.
All right. So the Invincible is like, this is the current single, and the video and all that is out there. If you go to grantagent.net, you'll see the video, the record, and all of that. But Invincible, I did a couple joints with my man Tribeca, who's actually out of the Bronx, a producer and MC, but he did the beats on this record. And Invincible is just, I don't know, I just kind of blacked out a little bit and just something happened. I don't know. It's funny because we had this for a minute and ain't really think nothing about it. And then we was like, yo, let's put something out. And we started looking through what we had. And it was like, oh, Invincible. And we listened to it and was like, wow, that's kind of hype. And so we like touched it up a little bit. I don't know, Invincible is just, it's just one of them joints, you know, it ain't really no hook. I mean, there's a hook in the beat with the sample, but it's just bars on top of bars on top of bars, and where you end up with it's over is just where you end up, you know what I mean?
All right, so we're going to get into that right now. All right, Dons and Divas, here's another banger by Grand Agent, Invincible.
Yeah.
Remember where you heard it, GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment. It's butter, baby.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
I'm invisible. None is out to see me. None is out to see me. None is out to see me. I'm invisible.
Yes, sir. This is Grand Agent, one half of Tribeca Grand. And this is the record Invisible off the Mega EP. Shout to Rich Money. We're in the GQ Palace.
Supernatural power, descend upon me and I recoup in an hour. Big tag, I have been, but it's in the pocket of my blue jeans. Up, Kanye jeans, you should hear my shit. Make your girl say, know what, I'ma pierce my shit. No one man should have all that power. My listening party, like the fallback hour. Ran back to the lab so quickly, they completely forgot they can't fuck with me. On any level, under any circumstance, write it with the pimp hand or the jerking hand. That's right, I masturbate, I master the bait and switch tactics you hate. Like you can get 16 bars for 25K, and they rugged, just not the same for loving. Catch me when I'm fucked up, oh that's right, I'm never fucked up. Leave me alone, or love me, but trust me, it can get ugly. I keep it North Philly, out in Sandusky. I'm well traveled, well versed. In this rap, good, I'ma stay immersed. I know what came first. I know who picked that style. I know in which hood it really gets that wild. Been up in the SWAT, walk through Green Bridge and Long Beach blocks. Rested in Bushwick, Central and Linden. Top of the dry cleaning. You need more evidence? Here go my. It's on the table. See the cojones harder than hooves. Say hi to my little pony. My braggadocio is LL. You don't want to dose it, though I can tell. I'm approaching the well. Christ mass, critical mass. I write digital fast. Kiss my lyrical. Who is it? Electronic or common or quality? No, you should probably know. Any rap I get compared to is a rat. I get, I'ma put in my rear view. I take this way too seriously. Listening, man, experience me. The Dunbar, gunbar free. If I'ma kill it, it ain't on no MP3. Come on now, use your noodle. How we tell them? Use a noodle. With that Twitter beef, Facebook beef, that ain't but them beef. Silverback ain't no beef. All over my grill, all over my spill. It's written, y'all tripping, can't get over my deal. It ain't what you deserve, it's what you ask for. Negotiate, ride or blast for. I ask largely, Lord knows my flows is gonna be housing, clothes, armies.
GQ Palace Radio.
You know, you like really, really versatile with what you do. You understand? So what I'm trying to figure out here is, you know, you did it like the underground. You understand? How did that make you feel knowing when you got all these hits? And I'm keeping it real with you. Straight 100. That's my word to my kids. You got all these hits. But it's like they were stutter stepping with you.
Yeah, well,
you know what
I mean? I think that's where the perseverance come in. And that's also where, like, a pure intention come in. You know what I'm saying? It's like, of course I want a million people to hear this. And I don't doubt that at some point that's going to come to pass. But if I can't do it out of love, then I basically can't do it at all. You know what I'm saying? So I kind of just got to eat that until until it turns around. You know what I'm saying? Like, I heard y'all ask the young brother earlier about that. Do you get discouraged? And it's like, that's part of it. You know, it's a, every time you put something out, you put yourself out there, you invest. You know, you invest financially, you invest most importantly emotionally. Like, you put a piece of your heart and soul in that every time. And you wanted to skyrocket, and you wanted to do all of that. And until it do, it's like, do I love it or don't I? You know what I'm saying? Because, so, like, if I got the right motivation, I'm definitely going to be making another record and another record and another record until my time is up. But, yeah, you just kind of got to eat that, man. Like, I know it's fire. You confirmed that for me. Other people do.
Woo.
And I just got to keep banging. You know what I mean?
I definitely feel you on that. Ain't no question about it. Now, you dealt with a lot of people in the music industry. You understand?
Right.
Now, besides, you know, like, well, next, what artists do you feel like, if you wanted to open up for, would you open up for at this moment that's out right now? Or even do a collaboration with? Would you deal with any of the artists that's out right now to do a collaboration with them?
Most definitely, because that's the only way to show people if you're on that level or not. So, I mean, of dudes that's out there that might seem like, you know, whatever, like, I like Rick Ross a lot. I think, you know, content or whatever, that's his business. But lyrically, I think that dude is very nasty. You know what I'm saying? So maybe not that, but I mean, I think a good fit in terms of who I could open up for or something like that is probably like a Kanye or you know, some of these dudes who off in that lane, you know, maybe more popular than me, maybe a Lupe or a, you know, whoever. What's the other guy? Well, he ain't really too out there too much, Kid Cudi, but you know, them dudes that little good music sector. They had it going for a minute. And but I think anybody, you know what I'm saying, is Jay or anybody. I don't really think it matters. I think Nas is probably like a comparable, you know, one of my contemporaries, somebody I could open up for or do a joint with. I don't really see a problem with any of these dudes, really. Really, I mean.
Okay. So, how do you feel about the music that's out now compared to the music that was out back then? Because back then, they were sending out some real messages, but they wasn't getting paid like they were supposed to be, like the artists that's getting paid now. And they're not really sending no message to it. So what's your take on that?
Well, that's kind of, I think, the way things go, man. I know it's probably some old proverb or something about it, but, you know, the guy who planted the seed, not necessarily the guy who reaped the harvest, you know what I mean? So for my part, it's more about, like, just what we're doing right here. Like, this is powerful to me because, you know, like, this is a basic transaction. Like, somebody put us in touch, you was feeling it, you had me on your show. Cut and dry. Like, I ain't grease your palm, I ain't do nothing. You're like, this is a pure interaction right here. So the more we do this, then we focus on this and we grow this. And then whatever they doing over there off to the side, it become less important. You know what I'm saying? But I will say this, in terms of where the whole art form and the whole culture has gone, it's just, you know, it started out like our little conversation in the barbershop, you know, our little personal handshakes, you know. But then when it became marketable and they say money could be made off of it, then that's when you start to see all of this madness, you know what I'm saying? And that's something we've been through before with rock. We've been through it with jazz. We've been through it. We've been through that. Like, we make the stuff, we don't think nothing of it. Somebody else come and put a label on it and a sticker price, and then boom. And from that, some of us make out and some of us don't. You know what I'm saying? That's kind of like a cycle that we go through. So for me, hip-hop is just like, this where I fit in, this is what I love. So I just keep it pure. And whatever they do on the radio, I could get on the radio. I don't doubt that. I don't doubt that I'll be on the radio. It's just a pendulum got to kind of swing back to where it's like, okay, we had enough of this. What else is out there? And then when they be hungry and they tired of listening to that and they got enough watches and cars, they be like, what else is out there? Then maybe they look and see Grand Asian, or maybe they look and see Jay Lyric. I don't know, but some of it, I think, is the forces of nature, too. You know what I mean? So I try not to be too critical, because I know dudes, I know they think they make a hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? So.
I like that one.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. Now, what would you tell somebody that's an up-and-coming artist that want to get to where you at, and, you know, get that forte to, like, help them out? What advice would you give them?
Man, all I can say, if they're young and they coming up in this era with all this social media and all that, and they got a kind of natural inclination for that, just use that. You know, learn a little bit about the copyright law and owning your stuff and owning masters and all of that. And, you know, learn something about the business. But I think the bottom line was something like this, where, as you can see, it might be a long, slow payoff, is that you just got to love it or leave it alone. Because if you don't love it, you ain't going, nothing going to sustain you. You know, because waiting for the paycheck ain't, you know, I got some checks here and there, but waiting for the big payoff ain't enough to keep you in it. So, really, you just got to love it or leave it alone. You know what I mean? That's what I say. Because it could be tough,
now,
man.
Yeah, it could. Now, let me ask you, how do you feel about the fact of what they were getting paid financially back then, which was like nickels and dimes, and giving messages, compared to these artists out now that's getting millions and really ain't saying nothing?
Yeah, I mean, I think, again, it's kind of just, I don't know, man. I honestly don't know how I feel about that, other than I would like it to be different. You know what I'm saying? and I think the only way, you know, I can only start with me. That kind of, I think that's what I'm trying to say, is like, that is it's kind of a sad commentary if I pay attention to that. But I spent a lot of years paying attention to that and being like, why? And I think I might have even wasted some time and some energy on that I could have just been continuously pumping into my own thing. So I think it's just one of those things where it's like, damn, like, how could that be? I mean, it happens to me all the time. You know what I mean? Like, even now, I'm going out with my single, and I'm trying to promote and yada, yada, and I'm seeing really stuff that I consider inferior product getting way more love and shine, but I don't know what's behind that, you know, political stuff, you know, palm greasing, whatever, maybe they don't think I'm whatever, maybe they think I'm washed up, I don't know what it is, you know, so it's just like, God give me responsibility for me, you know what I'm saying, so what I can do for me and for the people who into what I'm into is just keep rocking, And I don't know, man. I don't know why dudes get the money they get, except for that that's what the market will bear for that right now. You know, the market don't bear a whole lot for a conscious quote unquote rapper right now, for whatever reason. And I think we as the hip hop consumer and the hip hop producers, we got a big part in that. You know what I mean? Like, if the consumer don't buy what's out there, they can't sell it. But right now, we kind of got pushed out on the fringe of our own thing. And I think, like, people with me and you was looking at and saying, how can we get back in there? And I think as we walk forward and keep talking, some solutions will present themselves to us. You know? But as far as why some dude is getting whatever point, whatever right now, and Melly Mel ain't get, you know, whatever he got, I don't know, man. That's kind of like the price of pioneering in a way. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Ain't nobody know what it was worth back then. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. And I'll show you on that. Me personally, I never actually made it out there, but I would be mad. I'm going to keep it real with you. I would be burnt. You understand? I'm going to keep it real. I'm going to keep it 100 with you because I feel like, okay, doing all this, you understand? I understand, you know, time changes, you know. You go along with the millennium and things get higher and you know, and it goes on and it goes on. Prices, everything goes up. But to me, it's like, okay, I did all this. I'm sending messages out. I'm proving a point. I'm doing it for the love as well. But yeah, I also have bills that got to be paid too. You understand?
Right.
That's the way I'm releasing. That's my personal theory. You understand?
Right.
And for me to do music can be like, oh, okay, well, you know what? I'm sending messages. But now you got these guys, like, they ain't really saying nothing, and they're getting millions of dollars. So I'm going to keep it real with you. I would be burnt. I'll be pissed off. And I had a lot of pioneers on, and I asked them. They said the same thing, you know. A couple of them, you know, said that they would be upset, you know, they bothered by it. But majority was like, you know, I'm doing it for the love of the music, which is understandable.
Right.
But, you know, you also have bills back there. You know what I mean?
Right.
Work. You know, it's just like you're going to always have shiesty people in the industry. You know what I mean? So it's always going to go down like that. But what I want to do right now, I want to get into one more of your singles. Yep.
All right. Yep.
Tell us about
okay.
That. Yeah, I
want to
tell us about it.
Okay, cool. Well, this is a little bit more recent. I think that was around 2008. And I will say one of the things that did keep me afloat in the more active when I used to be out on the road a lot more, which is something I'm trying to get back into right now, is I used to go to Europe a lot, and I spent a lot of time over there, and you'd be surprised that culture you're talking about, where it's at, it's alive and well over there. And this particular beat and the record that it's from is called Adult Contemporary. All of these tracks was done by this kid named OSTR, who's actually in Poland. And, you know, you'd be surprised if you go out in the world and see the influence that we have on these Europeans and all these other nationalities. So I just say that, like, we might not be seeing it at home, but the impact of all that early work is felt elsewhere, and it lives on. So this is Yup Yup, Grand Asia 2008, my man OSTR on the beat, and I got shout out Kev Ski, put me down with the GQ Palace. Let's get into it. Yup Yup.
No doubt.
Yeah.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
Yo, what up, peace world, this is your boy Mellow Man Ace, and right now you got it locked on GQ Palace Radio.
Now this joint right here, is where the young buck. Now this joint right here, is where the young buck and the OGs all come together. I call this brand the hip-hop, adult contemporary, let's rock.
Am I good in the barbershop? Yeah, so I'm good on my mama block. Yeah, and I'm good in the whole hood.
I know what the business about.
Yeah.
I know what the chicks is about.
Yeah.
I see what the fellas is on.
Yeah.
I'ma make them all sick to the song.
Yeah.
Taking
this to the top of the charts.
Yeah, yeah.
Caking up and I'm playing my part.
Yeah, yeah.
I'ma grease every palm I got up.
Yeah, yeah.
To see the song get hotter and hotter.
Yeah, yeah.
And it ain't no shame in that now.
Yeah, yeah.
You know that's where the game is at now.
Yeah, yeah.
Just like the WWE out here.
Yeah, yeah.
I smack down any rapper I see out here.
Yeah, skill, baby, baby.
Yeah, yeah.
The closed deal,
baby, baby.
Yeah, yeah.
That gross bill,
baby, baby.
Yeah, yeah.
I won't chill until.
Am I good in the barbershop?
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm good on my mama block.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm good in the whole hood.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't it make them feel so good?
Yeah, yeah.
Am I good in the barbershop?
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm good on
this
my
mama block. This is a lie when you're listening to Rich Money on YouTube Palace Radio. Follow me,
I got the whole culture on my back.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm in the loop like a cul-de-sac.
Yeah, yeah.
You know the mold was broke after me.
Yeah, yeah.
I be the brand new old Master P.
Yeah, yeah.
I drop something and it's certified.
Yeah, yeah.
Double black, triple homicide.
Yeah, yeah.
In other words, I be killing the sport.
Yeah, yeah.
And still reppin' North Philly the Fort.
Yeah, yeah.
Trespassers get prosecuted.
Yeah, yeah.
Hot messes get prostituted.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep, it's all in together now.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep, I'm ballin' forever now.
Skill, baby,
baby,
the closed deal,
baby, baby,
the gross bill,
baby,
baby,
I won't chill until.
Am I good in the barbershop?
Yeah,
so I'm good on my mama block.
Yeah,
and I'm good in the whole hood.
Hey, it's Kim. On Friday nights, I spend my time listening to Rich Money, Love and Entertainment on GQ Power Radio. It's Butter Radio.
It's butter, butter, so gutter. Your little sister, your brother, your baby mama, your mother. They all wanna go cut a rug when they hear this.
Yeah,
they go bug when they hear this.
Yeah,
I said it's butter, butter, so gutter. Your little sister, your brother, your baby mama, your mother. They all wanna go cut a rug when they hear this. It's your brain on drugs when you hear this.
Yeah,
I say it's butter, butter, so gutter. Your little
on
sister,
Friday,
your mama, your baby mama, your mother. They all wanna go cut a rug when they hear this. Even plain old thugs wanna hear this.
I got the skill, baby,
baby,
yeah, yeah.
The closed deal,
baby,
baby,
yeah, yeah.
That gross bill,
baby,
baby,
yeah, yeah.
I won't chill until.
Am I good in the barbershop?
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm good on my mama block.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm good in the whole hood.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't it make them feel so good?
Yeah, yeah.
Am I good in the barbershop?
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm good on my mama block.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm good in the whole hood.
Yep.
Man, I gotta tell you, I'm actually lost for words. I've never been lost for words. I'ma keep it real with you. Yo, I'ma keep it real with you. Like my man the mayor said, your joints is hard body karate. Straight up fire. Straight up fire, yo.
Thank you. That's why we do it, man. That's all. See, that's right there. See, that's payment right there. That's that reaction right there. I mean, it ain't money, but that's a payment right there.
I'm going to keep it real with you. And your joint is, I'm going to keep it real with you. Like, I don't bite my tongue. A lot of the artists that's out and that made it back then and they all over and they did this and they did that is nowhere compared to what I'm hearing right now. You know what I mean?
Hey,
I'm going to keep it real with you. I don't want to say no names. I'm not going to shout no names out of, but I'm going to keep it real with you. There's no way near with what you're doing. You know? And I would be like, but you got to have that attitude. You definitely still doing your thing. Ain't no question about it. Ain't no question about it. You know, and I honor you. That's real talk right there. I definitely honor you. All right. So,
yeah.
What's the next step for Grand Agent?
Well, this is what's going on right now. We're working on getting Invisible out there and getting it, the proper light. And we talking to some dudes. I don't think I can say the names yet, but we working on an Invisible remix that's featuring three legendary groups. So we try to make like a big deal out of the remix. So we're working on that. But like a little bit further down the line, I'm involved in this TV project called One Last Shot, and it's basically showcase artists when a situation like mine. It's like they've been on their way for a minute. They never really broke through. Like, what can they do to really get that big break and then just bust out? So One Last Shot should be on the air sometime this spring or summer. And if you go to grandagent.net, you can see a little sneak preview of that. And and just keep it moving. You know, it's like I got a lot more music to put out. And just counting my blessings and just really let myself be led. You know what I mean? Because that's, for me, it's like you say, I do have those frustrations and all that, but I kind of got to fall back, because if I act out of that, then I could trip myself up and make.
Oh yeah, of course.
You know what I'm saying? So, I got a good management team and all of that stuff in place now, and like we try to move more strategically so that every little effort goes that much further. Because a lot of this stuff what you hear now, I was just running around like, self-managed. A lot of stuff I was just running and gunning, making deals and, like reading my old contracts and like all of that, So right now I'm more like a more deliberate strategic operation right now. But Invisible is the move right now. It's called, the EP is called Mega, and it's Tribeca Grand Agent and Tribeca. And that's on iTunes, just on grandagent.net. We really try to see that do well right now, and just keep moving from right there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Invincible definitely going to take it. Now, what about your other music? Even though you said those were from back then, you're not thinking about pushing those as well? Because I'm going to keep it real with you.
Okay.
I'm going to push them. I'm definitely gonna rotate.
That's what's up. And I feed you some more. I got it. I think it gotta be at least 9 or 10 albums or something like that. I mean, if you go to the website grandagent.net and you look in the music page, you see it's a catalog. You know what I mean? So I'm definitely trying to push that, but I also see that like, okay, that's there, and I did that, and whenever one thing busts it all open, it'll already all be there, and people can just go see what they've been missing, you know what I'm saying? But I'm trying to, I got to keep moving, too, because that's one of the things as an artist that keep me motivated is like, what's next, you know? And it's like, you try to give every project all of that push and all of that you can, but it come a point where if it don't catch on, then I'm kind of like, what's next, you know what I'm saying? So, dog, I'll give you all the music you want. You know what I'm saying? Like, say the word. You can go shopping, let me know what you need.
All you got to do is send them in. That's it.
Cool.
You got to do is send them in, man. That's it. Because I'm going to keep it real with you. I'm going to put it on a CD, like we do the CD through the tri-state area. As long as you just let me know it's okay, though. If I get the okay, I'm going to do it. If I don't get the okay, then it ain't too much that I could do. But I'm definitely, the okay, definitely going to push it. Ain't no question about it.
No doubt. Oh, I'm going to give you the okay, and I'm going to send you a bunch of joints so you could pick through it and see what you know what I mean, and just run with it. Because, that's what I do it for, you know what I mean? I do it for situations just like this, man. Because I like to have a genuine connection as well as these business connections. Because you got to do business, and everybody you do business with, you ain't going to hit it off with. But, when it go down like this, that's just like another added dimension where it's like, all right, yeah, like I'm getting love right here. So let me nurture this relationship right here. So, yeah, I'll shoot them to you all day, fam. Ain't nothing.
No doubt. Yo, Grant, I want to tell you, it's definitely an honor having you on. Shout out to my man, Kev Ski. That's my man right there. Kev Ski, I'm talking about from way back. A lot of people didn't even know he did beats. I was like, they was like, what? Kev do beats? I don't shout him out and everything. I was like, oh, he kept it on the low. I shouted you out, Kev. I let everybody know now. But, Kev,
that's my man.
Definitely my brother from another mother. Ain't no question about it.
Good stuff.
All right, so yeah, man, thanks for having me, and you're gonna be getting
what I want you to do, Brad, is I want you to get them. I want you to give them all your information, give them your shout out, and everything. Because even at the end of the show, I still got one more joint I'm going to play that I have from you. You know, to end my show, because I didn't have enough time to actually play it. You know, when I wanted to play it. You know what I mean? But I got one more joint for you. That this is what it meant.
Oh, this is what they meant. Yeah, for people.
They meant.
So, you know, so, I mean, people can see from the joints that I got that, you know, people know who I am. You know, the right people know, but, you know, they ain't always the people that can really help you break out. They might be able to help you artistically, but, you know, it's a business at the end of the day, and you got to have right business, you know, contacts, too. So, but, yeah, you know, P-Rock, Gloria Finesse, Cam Blow, you know, all kinds of dudes that, showing me love, you know what I mean? So,
no doubt. What I want you to do is give the information, your shout outs, let the people know how they can reach you, so I'm giving them all that information.
Cool, so here we go. It's grandagent.net. That's grand like thousand, agent like travel agent, grandagent.net. And you can get me on Twitter, Real Grand Agent, Instagram, Real Grand Agent, all that. But basically, go to the and get the story, and all the social media stuff is on there. The new record is called Mega, that's the EP, which features Invisible, which you heard, and that's Tribeca Grand. Shout my man, Tribeca, right over there in the BX, TribecaWorld.com, and get at him too, nice, real nice beats and all of that. And that's it, man, shout out to Brian Adams, Fab Communications, and Shelly Bay Music, and all my business people, and yo, man, thank you for having me, and I really, really enjoyed this, man. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt. Me too. It's definitely an honor having you on. And we definitely going to do some things. Ain't no question. You're going to see. You're going to be like, oh, I just took a mission. You're dead serious about it. Yo. We definitely going to make it happen. But once again, I want to tell you, Grant, it's definitely an honor having you on, man. You're welcome back anytime. Never a problem.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Grand Agent, Dons and Deep. Right. That's it for tonight's show. I want to thank all the callers. I want to thank all the listeners. But most of all, I want to thank the man above. Because without him, none of this would be possible. Don't forget GQ Palace. We have 8 different episodes a week with 11 different hosts. It's Sunday from 7 to 9. Even though it's the Super Bowl Sunday, you know, the Lord's work must be continued. Believe that. From 7 to 9, we have Spiritual Sunday with Lavina Polite. As she brings you the most powerful evangelists, pastors, ministers, and elders, sending out prayers, playing gospel music, quoting scriptures of the Bible. Feel free to call in and give your testimony as well. Right after her, from 7 to 9, Ms. Lavina Polite, we got Scribby Hunter, Brother Timothy Scribby Hunter. That's right, from Atlantic Star, singer from Atlantic Star, with Crossroad Temple, interviewing the best gospel and hip-hop gospel artists from 9 to 10 on Sunday. 7 to 9, Spiritual Sunday, 9 to 10, Crossroad Temple. Then on Monday, we have UAR, Unsigned Artist Radio, playing nothing but the hottest up-and-coming artists and pioneer music never heard before. Then, from 9 to 11, we have Love, Life, and Loyalty with Ms. Deanne Lane. Right now, she's taking care of some business, so her show is actually on hold. She's taking it to a whole nother level, so look for her on the TV screen as well. So you got UAR from 8 to 9, Love, Life, and Loyalty from 9 to 11. Then on Tuesdays, you got GPS, GQ Palace Sports with the Mayor from 8 to 10, bringing you the bigger picture in sports, doing it how he say, hard body karate. So make sure if you're calling for that sports, you know what you're talking about, because you definitely take it to the next level. Then after the Mayor on Tuesdays, on Wednesdays, we have Love, Fantasy with the Diva Squad, Angie, Rachel, and T from 7 to 9, bringing you their grown and sexy topics and playing the hottest old and new school hip-hop and R&B. And then on Thursday, you have Reality and Relationship with KL and Tiffany Belvin, bringing you the truth to the matter feedback on reality and relationships and letting you know what's going on in the world of the news today, playing the oldies but goodies. Mm-hmm. You heard the oldies but goodies on Thursday from 8 to 10. Then on Fridays, you're right back here with Rich Money from 6 to 9. Once again, if you're going out for that Super Bowl Sunday, keep yourself warm. But don't forget, the Lord's work is never done, and we'll still be on the air. Y'all have a safe and blessed weekend. I'm the host, Rich Money. And what we're going to do right here, right now, we're going to go out with another joint by my man, Grand Agent. He is fire. Ain't no question about it. This is called This Is What They Meant. I believe I'm saying it right. This Is What They Meant by Grand Agent. Y'all have a safe and blessed weekend. This is Rich Money, GQ Palette. Oh, man. Excuse me. Love and entertainment.
It's butter, baby. Woo!
Hey, this is DJ Ken Ray, and you're listening to GQ Palace, hosted by my man, Rich Money. So this is what they meant by soul. So this is what they meant by funky. So this is what they meant by cold. Crush, they was talking about us. So this is what they meant by soul. So this is what they meant by funky. So this is what they meant by cold. Crush, they was talking about us.
Yo, in a class by myself, rap produce a trendsetter, hazardous like stormy weather. I stay playing the field, like whatever, drive a bourbon, black plushed out in leather. From the golden age of rapping dons, held it down for 12 strong. Some of y'all scared to get it on. Enlighten y'all, cipher the guard. Style hefty like a train on the track. You lack to unfold and listen to the sounds of soul. Catch a flick at the movies, danceable as I cruise. Y'all niggas just paying your dues. Respect those who've never been in one's shoes. And stay focused, swarm on these cats like locusts. Trimmed out when I wrote this, your songs sound bogus. So realize what you facing. Pete Rock and Grand Agent sounds amazing.
So this is what they meant by soul. This is what they meant by funky.
GQ Palace,
so this is what they meant by cold. Crushed it, talking about us. So this is what they meant by soul. So this is what they meant by funky. So this is what they meant by cold. Crushed it, talking about us.
This ain't the usual Grand Agent. We stepped up the game and Pete Rock theorized the bang. Cold right, don't front. New Martyrs gets no Easter. You couldn't run it better. You caught a dope preacher. Now we here like somebody had to pay me to care. Between dance steps and tears, should've stayed there. I'm through talking to y'all, that ain't the A thing. The video will show my mind rests in the bank. That's why they can't do me. They done f***ed up now, I sucked up every elbow the game threw me. The media be cold styling like I'm too new to be him. Say everything but the album type. The most stunning careers made it easy on my lifeline. If I put a gun in the air and squeeze, then I'ma snipe mine. Christ mine, click it for me. But let it bypass my allies and prison stories. All my label execs say hallelujah. Give thanks to GA. He was called to bring fire to you. For non-support, should've brought me some love in the home. Now it's teared down, get Courtney Love on the phone. And let's have it like Mulatto Baby. Father divine, the rhyme. Call me all kinds of crazy, but when the verdict come out, bet you see me running with the legend like Black Caesar. No doubt, hell up and start, and I ain't blaming, but I got Sam Cooke up in my rhyme book, and he ain't singing.
This is Alicia, and on Fridays I listen to Rich Money, the Q Palace Radio Speaker, love and entertainment. It's Busted.
So this is what they meant by cold. Crushed, they talking about us. So this is what they meant by soul. This is what they meant by funky. So this is what they meant by cold.
Crush this, talking about us. Yo, time is now to milk this game like a cow. On them whack cats who don't know how. Lay it down like a king, no doubt, by any means. Keep my eye on the prize and never rap for beans. I'm a DJ, bump this joint on the freeway. Or when you riding, listening to rap cliches. And yo, I quote this number one. Your style numb, strap your vest on tight before you come.
This is what they meant by soul.
On Friday night, I listen to Rich Money on GQ Palace Radio, Love and Entertainment.
So this is what they meant by soul. So this is what they meant by funk.
talking about us.
GQ Palace Radio.